Today's sponsor is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/letstalk. All right, y'all. Hey, what's going on out there? How y'all doing today? Welcome to Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Mr. Talk. And, man, I'm telling you, what a wonderful day it is. I hope everybody is having fun. You know, hope everybody's having a great day. I know I am. Woo! So what's going on out there in the world today? Man, I'm telling you, there is so much going on. So much going on. But you know what? It's okay. It's all right. Because, you know, we're here. You're there. We're here. You there. We're everywhere. I get it. Get it. All right. That's about as much fun as we're going to have today, y'all. And here's the reason why. We have an outstanding show planned for you today. And I hope everybody is ready. Wow. Because today's show, we're not going to have too much giggling and kiki and caca and going on. Because we have a serious topic I want to talk about today. And that is domestic abuse, and the law. Yes. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. And, man, I cannot wait. Because we got some clips we're going to play for you. We got some stats we're going to give you. And if anybody want to dig a little deeper, we also have the links already placed in the chat room that I'll be using a lot of information from today. So, man, I'm telling you, we got it all. We got it all for you today. So I'm hoping, you know, that you're ready. I am really hoping you are ready because I know I am. I am ready for a great show. Wow. Anyway, so welcome to the show. This is Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Mr. Talk. And if you want to be a part of the show today, no problem. Just give us a call at 347-838-8622. Email me, ericletstalk@gmail.com. And don't forget our chat room where the conversation is always good. And that's www.blogtalkradio.com/Mr. Talk. And you can come in and check it out, the show that way, and, you know, participate in the conversation in the chat room as well. Now, I'm telling you, man, look, you know, it's... okay. Okay. That's a good one. Thank you. All right. We even got a quote of the day for you and a very, very interesting song of the day that's actually dealing with domestic abuse as well. So, I mean, man, we just got it set up for you. The only thing we need for you is to get here, you know, because domestic abuse is something that's, in some cases, let's put it this way. Domestic abuse happens every second somewhere. Not only in this country, but in this world, okay? In some cultures, it's welcomed. You know, that is the way that the culture is set up. That's cool. No, it's not. That's not cool at all. And the thing about domestic abuse today, we're not only going to be talking about women, but we're going to be talking about the men. You're going to be talking about children as well, because when you talk domestic abuse, you can't just break it down into that one group. There's a lot of individuals out there that would try, because that's all they want you to concentrate on. But it's more than just a man beating up on a woman beating up on a man, parents beating up on children. You know, in today's world, you have it all. You got I'm not even going there. But anyway, you know, you have it all, so you have to really take a look at all of it. And so we're going to hopefully shed a little light on the topic today. Also, if there's anyone out there in the listening audience that may be going through something, you know, hopefully we'll help you. Cane and another strength or wisdom to, you know, get yourself out of whatever situation that you're in. I really can't say I can only put the information out there to you. And as far as your information, once it's out there, you know, I want you to, you know, use it wisely. If you are in a situation where you need to use it, then use it. Okay, because I don't know. I have no idea what your personal life is or what you're going through. You know, but shows like this, you know, sometimes helps you find the help that you need. Okay, so that's the purpose of the show today: domestic abuse and the law. Because this is really interesting at what goes on, and the different. The different standards, I guess that's a good word, that are out there as a relation to domestic violence, you know, when it comes to the law. And depending on your state, your city, or even your country, it, you know, it's just interesting as to how it's dealt with. As I was preparing for the show, a very interesting question came to mind, and I'll pose it to you right now. Now, because if you remember, look back in, beginning of time, at one point it was okay. It was okay to smack around your partner. It was. It was okay to do that. Now, we fast forward all the way here to 2014. Is this something that is inherited through a bloodline? The behavior, or is it something that is learned or taught, that is constantly taught generation to generation? Good question, huh? I know somebody said, "Now, Mr. Talk, you know that's not a good question," but it is. It is. It is. Is it in the DNA of some more than others? Or is it just something that is taught from generation to generation? I think about a scene in The Five Heartbeats where Eddie Kane's wife, Baby Girl, you know, she comes in with a suitcase in hand and she tells Eddie Kane Jr. she can't take it anymore. She just can't take it. And she's talking about his drug use and abuse because she really was being abused because nobody was really paying her any attention, right? So, you know, the drug dealer was standing there next to him, and he looks at the baby girl gets friend and saying her lines. The drug guy looks at Eddie Kane Jr. and says, "Eddie, man, you ain't got your woman in check?" And that line right there, that little simple line right there is what a lot of domestic abuse is about, keeping someone in check. And I mean, that line right there just really stuck out to me because I'm like, wow, that is some serious stuff. It really is. It's serious, you know. Keeping someone in check, whether it's your woman, your man, your child. You know, there's, you know, now some would say, well, you know what, I'm going to stop right there because before I know it, I've been and got going and forgot the quote of the day and the song of the day, and I've been and rolled on into what I want to talk about, and see, it's all over. But anyway. So that's just a little tidbit of what we're going to be talking about today. And like I said, if you want to participate in the show, no problem. I welcome all callers. I do. I welcome all callers. I want to hear what you have to think on say on this subject today, because it's a very deep and deep subject. However, let's get one thing straight. When you call into this show, we're not having any nonsense, okay? No nonsense. If you have something constructive to say, we love to hear it. We value your opinion. But if you're calling in just a clown or be just dumb, then we're not having that. I'm just going to put it on out there to you. We're not having that. I know I'm not having it. So, you know, since I pay for the show and this is my show, then that means we're not having it. No, because everybody will be respected on this show, and everybody will give respect. Now, if that's not the type of show you want, and you're looking for a Jerry Springer show, there's other shows out there that I'm sure will welcome you with open arms, but this is not one of them. All right? So, in other words, there'll be no B word, no N word, no C word, no F word, no F bombs, none of that nonsense, man. We are supposed to be intelligent adults. Let's conduct our conversations as such. Especially such a topic as this, domestic violence and the law. If you want to go in and play with somebody, you know, just cause havoc or whatever, go somewhere else. Okay? Go somewhere else. All right, so anyway, once again, welcome to Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Mr. Talk, brought to you by audibletrial.com/Let's Talk. All right, so the quote of the day is given to me from the one and only Divine Design, and the quote goes, "You've got to take the good with the bad, smile with the sad, love what you got, and remember what you had. Always forgive, but never forget. Learn from mistakes, but never regret." And that's from Unknown. Now, on the surface, that quote sounds so great. You know, that is such a great quote on the surface. But if we go ahead and take it apart a little bit, especially considering what we're talking about today, I don't know if that's such a great quote. Sorry, Divine. I mean, I know it's supposed to be, but a lot of times that is what leads to domestic violence right there. You got to take the good with the bad. You know, smile with the sad. Love what you got and remember what you had. Well, if you're getting hit upside your head, there's not too much you're going to smile about. Yeah, you're going to be sad, but I don't know how long you're going to be smiling. You know, as far as taking the good with the bad, you know, some bad is not worth, some bad is not even worth dealing with, because after a while, there is no good. There is no good. Always forgive, but never forget. Always forgive, but never forget. You know, that's a whole topic for another show. Thank you, Divine. Always forgive, but never forget. I'm gonna save that thought process right there for another show, because that just gave me a good one, and I think we'll have a great conversation on that as well. And learn from mistakes, but never regret. That is true. That is true. Especially getting beat upside your head. Why would you regret it? I know there were some good times, even though we had whatever. Just go back and look at some of them pictures you took, or all that makeup you bought to cover up them bruises. Oh, this is not going to be a show to where it's all good news. I'm going to tell you straight up. I'm going to put it out there to you, because we need to put it out there. We do. We need to put it out there, because too many of you walking around right now in this situation, and you have no way out. So you think. But heck yeah, you got a way out. But nobody has actually sat down and let you know what that way was. Yeah, buddy. Yeah. So, you know, that's where we're going at today. And I'm ready. But before I get too far into this thing, because I'm telling you, I'm feeling it right now. I really am. Before we get too far, I got to get the song of the day in. And this song, I do apologize ahead of time. I do. Because some of the language that's used in this song, I really do not condone. However, instead of me going in and editing it out and all that good stuff, I let it stay in to help get the point across. Okay? I'm just going to be to help get the point across. The name of the song is called Dirty Laundry, and it's by Kelly Rowland, for those who know who she is. Okay? That was the name of the song. And yes, some of the words are very, would I say crude? They're very, very direct, put it that way. They're very direct. But I think in this instance, we need to not politically correct the song and let it be played as it was sung, because it really delivers a very interesting message. All right, so without further ado, man, because like I say, man, we got 3 hours to talk about this thing. So, hope y'all ready. So you're going to get your cup of wine, your glass of wine or whatever, and get ready because, oh, man, I'm ready to get hot with this. So without further ado, man, here it is, your song for the day, Dirty Laundry by Kelly Rowland.
My sister, I missed you. Let's do this dirty laundry,
All right, man. That was Dirty Laundry by Kelly Rowland. And, you know, if you paid attention to some of the words that she said in that, man, wow. You know, you know, is the makeup to cover. You know, you have a whole bunch of makeup to cover things. You know, on men, you making up excuses about how you wouldn't play ball with the boys and you got a black eye, or, you know, your kids coming over. It's just, you know, and the biggest thing is, the main thing is they like to turn you against family. You know, they want you to be totally dependent on them. You are their property. And as I mentioned before, this just doesn't pertain to women. You know, there are men, children, that go through this thing every day. Every day. That's why we're talking about it today. That's right. That's why we're talking about it. And I'm ready for you today. Before I get even going further, let's say hello to everybody that's joining us today in the chat room that I can see. Of course, we have the beautiful Divine Design in the house. We have guest 848, guest 852, guest 866. We got Go Go. Then we got Pepperdine. Hey, ho. Welcome to the show, y'all. And everybody else out there listening on your different devices that I do not see, thank you for listening and welcome to the show. I hope you enjoyed this conversation. Man, on the switchboard, I already got Joe in the house. Got Divine Queen One. Hey, girl. You got to say hello with your accent in a minute. Of course, we got Triple Ones also on there. Hey, everybody's in there. You know, we got a lot of people, and so I'm really hyped about the show. And we're about to roll in. If you want to be able to comment on anything that's said on the show today, no problem. Just give us a call at 347-838-8622. Email me, ericletstalk@gmail.com. And don't forget the chat room, man. Don't forget the chat room, www.blogtalkradio.com/Mr. Talk. All right, so, well, you know, today's topic is domestic violence and law. And I've been slowly monologuing, but here's the question, man. We talk about you hear so much about it from here, from there, all around. You know, you have friends that's going through it. You know. Oh, wait a minute. Hold up before I get started. I got to put out a PSA real fast. For the trolls that may be hanging around, wanting to use what people say against them in the later rounds, this is not your day. Go play somewhere else. There is no joy in Mudfield for you today. All right? Because that takes a very low individual to do stuff like that. Yes, I'm putting you on blast. That's right. And you know who you are. I don't have to say who you are because you already know who the heck you are. So, you know, if that's what you're calling in to do today, well, don't do it, please. It just shows us how low you can go. All right? So that's it with that PSA. All right, now back to the original topic. Let's talk about this thing. You know, as far as domestic violence, it's interesting how the dynamic is when you talk about the normal citizen, so-called citizen, and a professional or a entertainer, you know, Hollywood entertainer, actor, actress, or whatever. Because this dynamic is crazy, and that's why I said the law. Because a lot of this stuff could be stopped if the law itself would implement what is supposed to be done. Now, before we go any further, let me give you the definition. Okay. The definition of domestic violence, according to the Department of Justice, okay, and this was taken off their website, Okay, I have the link up in the up early in the chat room. All right, and this is what it says: we define domestic violence as a pattern of abusive behavior in any relationship that is used by one partner to gain or maintain power or and control over another intimate partner. Now, you have to really pay attention to the wording of this thing. Domestic violence can be physical, sexual, emotional, economic, or psychological actions or threats of actions that influence another person. This includes any behaviors that intimidate, manipulate, humiliate, isolate, frighten, terrorize, coerce, threaten, blame, hurt, injure, or wound someone. And that's the definition from the Department of Justice. That's their definition. You know, then they go on and say physical abuse, sexual abuse, emotional abuse, economic abuse, psychological abuse. You know, all those are different types of abuse that they use. You know, and man, y'all just don't know. You know, and looking at the rest of this, man, I had to go and find out exactly what state. So, you know, according to their domestic abuse law, what do they, you know, what are their guidelines? Did you know there were two states, Maine and Oregon, that requires a sexual relationship before they will consider it. Yeah, you understand what I'm saying? Now that's interesting. Have to have a sexual relationship. That's in Maine and Oregon. 14 states excludes dating relationship. So in other words, if you're dating, and there is no such thing as domestic violence. Now, what do you think the mother of Javon Belcher's girlfriend would think about that? If y'all don't remember who Javon Belcher was, he was the Kansas City linebacker that killed his girlfriend in December 2012. And then shot himself in the Kansas City Chiefs parking lot in front of the coaches and teammates. But they were dating. You know, they had a child, but that was it. They weren't married or anything. He had no previous problems with police. You know, came from Maine. He played for Maine. And he had an argument with his girlfriend before he decided to shoot her. And kill himself in the process. So what does that tell you? That even though the Department of Justice has a set guideline as for what they consider domestic abuse to be, state legislators have gone and decided, okay, we're going to do that, but we're going to add our own little stipulations to it. When you talk domestic violence, why does it matter whether you're in a sexual relationship? Why does it matter if you're dating or not? If you hitting on someone, that is the wrong thing to do in the beginning, from the get-go. What do you think? But once again, you have to remember, as I mentioned before, there are cultures, societies, even, you know, places in the world, and here in the United States, that do condone keeping your mate in check. Now, most people think, well, that's a woman, keep my woman in check. But some women feel they have to keep their men in check by going upside their head also. I'm just putting it out there for y'all. I'm not trying to be funny, but I'm just putting it out there. Get beat upside the head just as much as women. 40% 40%, 40% case of cases are where the woman has jumped on the man. Yeah, y'all didn't realize that, huh? But that's just the cases that are reported. See, that is the catch. That are is the cases that are reported. We know the law is set up for the women. We already know this. And that's no doubt. I mean, you know, because many feel that, you know, the man is physically stronger and bigger than a woman, so he doesn't need protection. But that is not the case all the time. But, you know, before I go any further, I have a couple of clips that I do want to play for you. And it's different takes on this subject. And I want you to listen to that. And when we come back, after I play these clips, the longest one is like 9 minutes. We're going to talk about this thing. So if you want to comment on anything, get on the phone lines now. You know, because I'll open up the phones, 347-838-8622, or come in the chat room, www.blogtalkradio.com/Mr. Talk. And we go ahead and get the call and get the conversation going, because that's just the beginning, man. We there's so much we can talk about, so much we can talk about. All right, so without further ado, man, here's the first clip, and it's called The Law Book Review. And then the second clip is going to be on domestic violence against men. And that's the longest one, 9 minutes and 13 seconds. And then the third one and final one is going to be Whoopi Goldberg talking about a man being able to hit back. Okay, so those are the three clips that we're going to be playing. And then we come back, we're going to talk about these things. All right, so hold on, Joe. I see you with your hands up. Anybody else want to, you know, come on in? No problem. 347-838-6222. Get on these lines, man, and talk to me. All right, let's talk. All right, see y'all in 11 minutes.
This is the summary of A Troubled Marriage, Domestic Violence and the Legal System by Lee Goodmark. The development of a legal regime to combat domestic violence in the United States has been lauded as one of the feminist movement's greatest triumphs. But, Lee Goodmark argues, the resulting system is deeply flawed in ways that prevent it from assisting many women subjected to abuse. The current legal response to domestic violence is excessively focused on physical violence. This narrow definition of abuse fails to provide protection from behaviors that are profoundly damaging, including psychological, economic, and reproductive abuse. The system uses mandatory policies that deny women subjected to abuse autonomy and agency, substituting the state's priorities for women's goals. A Troubled Marriage is a provocative exploration of how the legal system's response to domestic violence developed, why that response is flawed, and what we should do to change it. Goodmark argues for an anti-essentialist system, which would define abuse and allocate power in a manner attentive to the experiences, priorities of individual women. Theoretically rich yet conversational, A Troubled Marriage imagines a legal system based on anti-essentialist principles and suggests ways to look beyond the system to help women find justice and economic stability, engage men in the struggle to end abuse, and develop community accountability for abuse. For more law book reviews, visit www.lawbookmix.com.
It happened in an instant. Rubbing alcohol, a lighter, and absolute terror.
It was just extreme heat and flame. And it seemed like the whole house was on fire.
The house was not on fire, but Melvin McDaniel was. His arm, chest, and hands engulfed in flames. He battled to tear off his burning clothes.
I finally ripped them off, and I was standing in the kitchen naked. I could see my skin on parts of my shirt on the floor. I could see it smoldering.
See it and smell it. The putrid odor of burning human flesh.
The smell was awful.
And the aftermath was, too. Daniel spent more than a month in the hospital.
and suffers through 8 operations. He still carries around the scars, and it is a heavy burden. A daily reminder of the woman McDaniel says intentionally set him on fire, burning away his flesh, his ego, and his peace of mind. That woman was his girlfriend.
Was she trying to kill you?
I think so.
And if he's right, she would certainly not be the first.
Yes.
Each year in this country, 600 men are killed by their wives, girlfriends, or exes. You hear the statistics for female victims of domestic violence.
We know that every 15 seconds a woman is battered.
But how often is a man battered by a woman in the United States? Well, the number is the same, every 15 seconds. At least according to Richard Gelis. Gelis is considered one of the country's leading experts on domestic violence. He has made a career of talking to victims and perpetrators, and what he's discovered is that
the women are as likely to initiate the violence as the men.
And it might surprise you to know that Gelis says 1/4 of all domestic violence cases involve men who don't hit back. That's what the numbers say. In this room in Sacramento, California, you'll find the people who back them up.
Somebody was going to die in my house. I was ready to fight to the death over who didn't change the toilet paper roll.
These three women have all been locked up with violent behavior, usually against a husband or boyfriend. The women have also done time in an anger management class run by Claudia Diaz.
Do you think people would be surprised how many women come here?
Amazed. I think they would be surprised how many women engage in physical violence.
The Sacramento program is one of just a handful of anger management programs in the U.S. targeted toward women who abuse their male partners.
You think that can't nothing happen to you. I mean, you just can go through life and do it and hit and slap and punch.
And I thought it was really cool to be a tough guy.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Defend yourself.
So if there are men who are victims of domestic violence, it seems that there would be shelters to house those men. But we searched the whole country and found just one domestic violence shelter that accepts men. We found it here in the middle of the California desert.
We can't show you the outside of the shelter because we want to protect the men, women, and children who stay here. We can show you the inside, places where those children can finally play without fear. Rick Stratton participates in the shelter's outreach program. His wife did time for 6 felonies, including stalking, abuse, and causing grave bodily harm. He says she broke his ribs, his jaw, and his confidence. And when doctors treated his injuries, he lied.
I'm getting 3 or 4 stitches in my jaw, and I'm telling him that I fell down and hit a TV.
Stratton says he knew a 180-pound tattooed guy would be laughed at if he asked for help.
There's 100,000 male victims in our society who, when they present themselves as victims, the best they can hope for is that they'll be taken seriously, but more often than not, they'll be laughed at or ridiculed. What do you mean? You let your wife hit you? Why would you let your wife hit you? Hit her back!
But Stratton swears he never did. He says he learned as a child over a game of Monopoly never to hit his sister, a lesson handed down by his father.
He told me one time, he said, you do that again and you'll pay for it. You don't hit girls.
A very different lesson from the one many little girls learn.
I was taught if any man ever says anything to me that's inappropriate, I get to slap him.
I can't think of anything bad enough.
And Hollywood teaches that lesson too.
The latitude that women get is more substantial. They have a greater free fire zone.
Some say even our nation's lawmakers have looked the other way. Back in 1994, Congress passed the Violence Against Women Act, or VAWA. It's $1.6 billion tax dollars.
It's done a lot of very concrete things that will actually increase the physical safety of not just women, but all people who use those services.
People we talked with all agree that VAWA has done good things for women, but most say it has done little or nothing for men. One Justice Department official told us flat out, quote, the program is designed to assist women. And take a look at this Justice Department document obtained by Fox 5. It acknowledges that for the purposes of VAWA, the department refers to, quote, victims as women and perpetrators as men. Critics say that's un-American.
Clearly it's unconstitutional.
Congressman John Conyers sponsored the Violence Against Women Act.
I worry about constitutional issues, and this is not one of them.
National Organization for Women Executive Vice President Kim Gandhi is one of VAWA's strongest advocates. She says the bill does not discriminate.
Most all of the provisions are quite gender neutral.
But if the language of the bill is gender neutral, why not make the name gender neutral?
What's in a name?
Maryland Congresswoman Connie Morella says that there is something in a name. She says the Violence Against Women Act is called that because more often than not, women are the victims of what used to be called a dirty little secret.
That secret really affected women far more than men. And women were contained within their little shell as a hostage.
She's right. Women are more likely to be victims. Morella admits they are perpetrators, too. In fact, Richard Gellis says there are 2 million women in the U.S. who hit their male partners. Take out those who are emotionally provoked and those who hit in self-defense, and he says you're still left with 100,000 women who beat their male partners. Well, author Phil Cook says hardly anybody's talking about that.
There is, I believe, a deliberate effort to give out misinformation about domestic violence for political reasons.
Cook penned the only book ever written that focuses strictly on male victims of domestic violence. He's been speaking out, and so has Barbara Ladine. Ladine works for a group called the Independent Women's Forum. She's a regular critic of some of VAWA's biggest supporters.
I think the average taxpayer would be appalled. Also because the average taxpayer has been beaten around the head by the media and by the government to understand that this is a female problem done by males.
Lobbyists for men's organizations say the American taxpayer has bought into those negative stereotypes of men.
They stay after work, they have sex with their secretaries, they go to the bar with their buddies, they get drunk, they go out and have sex with the waitress, then they come home, beat the wives, and have sex with the children.
Back in the 1970s, as America fought a war in Vietnam, another battle, the one between couples, came into the spotlight here at home. Back then, people thought only men could be abusers. Claudia Diaz says that got women the help they needed.
And it was a great paradigm. It worked, it was effective, and it's not realistic.
Now, she and some others agree it's time for VAWA's supporters to make a change.
They like the spotlight to be on the women. The spotlight has been on the women for 20 years, and I have no problem with that in one sense because I want women to get help. But I think it's time to turn on the stage lights and see who else is on stage.
Researcher Richard Gellis says he's even had his life threatened by people who disagree with his conclusion that men are victims too.
How many death threats have you got?
10, 12.
Rick Stratton says that sort of active effort to hide information is dangerous.
I can't be an isolated incident. I can't be. And I know that there's something that's got to be done about it because the longer we stay quiet and we cover and we lie, the worse it's going to get. And we're going to be using body bags.
Counselors say not dealing with both sides of domestic violence means in the long run, kids suffer.
In the final analysis, it doesn't matter whether dad's hitting mom or mom's hitting dad. The children are watching and they're learning the wrong lesson.
The children learn to use violence in their homes and they pick people who know that dance. And the violence just keeps going on and on and on.
On and on. Children grow up and live in the shadow of their parents' mistakes.
So we want to talk about the video that everybody is talking about right now. It's surveillance footage of Jay-Z getting viciously attacked in an elevator.
Kids by the room.
By his sister-in-law, Solange, while his wife, Beyonce, stood by watching. What do you think about all this?
I think Solange heard Jay-Z say something to her sister that she didn't like.
Yeah.
And I was not there.
There's no audio.
Sitting at my house going, what the hell? And the only thing I can think of that would get somebody up physically like that is something that he had to have said to her that made her say, look, back off my sister.
But see,
you know?
This is where I felt like I don't care what my husband does. You don't put your hands on my man. Like, I think Beyonce let her sister assault her husband. Because, look, if her husband had assaulted her sister, you know, it would have been a whole different thing. And I'm going, it's just like I remember watching Real Housewives and NeNe got in Peter's face and Cynthia didn't do anything. And I said, sit there and went, how are you letting somebody get in your man's face like that? I don't care
well,
what thing
because
is.
Because it ain't your place.
The thing is, the thing that's shocking is this couple's remained very private. So to have this come out, it's shocking in the first place. Yes, it's very shocking. I personally think if it was me, the only reason I would hold back like Beyonce did is if my man said something about me and my sister went off on
I
him.
Think, I'm just like, hey, Miss Carter.
I would throw down. If my sister's husband said something about her,
but you know,
I would
you
go
know
to Chicago.
You know the fact that Chicago. But you know the fact that Beyonce did stand there and let it happen, and Jay-Z didn't do anything back. You know, for Beyonce to sit there and let it happen, something did go down.
Yeah.
Because she stole Jay-Z. That's Bonnie and Clyde.
They left together.
And I think that they would, you know, and I think Solange was quite ready for him to do whatever he was going to do.
But you know,
but you know, this is the thing. If anybody hits you, you have the right. I know that many people are raised in a very different way, but if a woman hits you, to me, you have the right to hit her back. Just like you say to little kids.
Not you, but a man. The man.
If I slap a man, he has every right to slap me back.
But you know, but the thing that I love about Jay-Z is that, you know, I don't know, we weren't there. We weren't there. I know, I would love to see. We weren't there and we don't know. But the thing that I think the difference between Jay-Z and somebody else is the maturity took over because he grabbed her foot. You only got one time to keep it. He grabbed her foot. He didn't do anything. I think in his head he was like, you're not going to have me having a mugshot.
How close the family is because later they were seen at a game. Beyonce and her sister then went to Kelly's wedding, I think, a few days
later. When she got out the elevator, Beyonce was just kind of like grinning.
He holding his face like, what the hell just happened? And then there goes. Oh, my God.
All right, man, that was deal three clips, man, that I played for y'all then, and woo, man, I'm telling you, if y'all like me, man, you were taking notes like crazy, because this, oh, man, I'm telling you, wow, you had the long book review, then you had the clip about domestic violence against men. You know, one lady has set her husband on fire. Can you imagine if a man had done that to a woman? And then this other guy, he's out in the middle of the California desert in a shelter. 180-pound man, earrings tatted up, and he's in the shelter because his girlfriend beat him up. Then this was Whoopi talking about Solange and Jay-Z. And it's another clip. I guess I didn't upload that one. Where she was also speaking about the Ray Rice incident. You know, and in that one, she also mentions that, you know, the Ray's wife's girlfriend actually admitted to hitting him first. But, you know, I'll try and get all those clips lined up for you. But you see, in the clip, the second clip, man, that clip had so much information on it, whether, you know, there are those out there that want to pay attention to it or not. But, I mean, every 15 seconds, y'all, every 15 seconds, not just women, but men also are getting hit upside the head, yelled at, screamed at. But as the one lady said, it's a female problem perpetrated by men. What kind of crap is that? Huh? And emotionally provoked? Really? It's okay for a woman to be emotionally provoked, but a man can't be emotionally provoked, right? Even though you all up in my face calling me every name but a child of God. It's just amazing the hypocrisy that is there. And they even said, even law enforcement, even though the Department of Justice, they have a definition. Nobody really pays that any attention because men can't. Men, you know, society we have been conditioned, and I'm going to say it, we've been conditioned to understand that the female is the weaker one, so they say, and there's no way in heck they can abuse a man. And this started way back when. This just didn't just start, y'all. Let's get it right. You know, this started way back in the beginning of time. You know, and the stigma that, you know, if you get beat up, you know, even here in the chat room, what did somebody say? Hugo Agogo, the best way for a man to avoid being a victim of domestic violence is not be involved with a woman who can kick your butt. Really? Like, you really gonna know that? you understand what I'm saying? And usually the ones who make comments like that are usually the ones that getting their butts kicked. But they don't want no one to know it. So they have bravado that they hide behind. I'm not picking on you personally. I'm just making an observation, okay? And you know, it's amazing. It's amazing how the thought process, even in those videos were. Even as Whoopi was trying to explain that if you hit me, you know, if I hit you, you have the right to hit me back. There were other women in the background saying, no, 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 no. Really? Anyway, that's all I'm going to say about that right now. Woo! Let me bring Joe in, get Joe's thought process on this because, oh, Lord have mercy. All right, Joe, I'll finally let you in, man. What's going on?
Yeah, very, very interesting clips. I think what I'd like to do right now is just defer to anybody else who wants to come in because I want to hear thought processes of the people who are coming in before I speak. So if you have anybody else come in.
No, right now it's just me and you. You know what I noticed, Joe, about certain things? When certain topics are presented, people stay away. People stay away. And you know, that is a very interesting observation that I don't think many people pick up on. You know, as long as you're talking about nonsense, you know, everybody be want to talk about it. But when you're talking about something serious as domestic violence, you know, that's a scary topic for some people. Well, not because they don't want to know, not because they don't want to know, because many people that are actually going through it don't want to, you know, they don't want to be known, especially if it's men, you know, especially if it's men. It's not going to happen.
Well, I agree with you on that. I don't think a lot of men would want anybody to know that they're getting their ass kicked by somebody who's about 30, 40 pounds lighter than they are.
But that is the thing, though. As I said in the clip, a lot of those instances are men not fighting back.
Well, yeah. This has been an ongoing issue for the last 20 years. I remember 20 years ago I was watching a talk show. And there were a couple of women on stage, they were the panelists, and they were admitting that they were beating up their boyfriends and husbands. The women in the audience, they were laughing. They thought, it's nothing till a man gets beat up. The woman on stage acknowledged she kicked the ass of her boyfriend or husband, and there may have been another woman at the same time, too, who admitted this. Women were laughing. See, this kind of issue... if you were going to talk solely about women being victims, and you'd have all the professional victims coming in here with a mammary gland hanging out, and there'd be all the victims, one time I was raped, and one time I was hit, and one time my boyfriend said this to me, and it was all abusive. But you have a balanced show showing how men are the victims. They're not going to show up. That's why I was thinking maybe you might have some bitch-made men or some women on the line, and I wanted to hear their opinion. The most interesting thing that I found in that second clip was a woman admitting, and this is something I've been saying, but people just didn't believe me, is how this woman says now, I've been taught that if a man says something to make me feel inappropriate or uncomfortable, I can slap him. Now that was something I was glad to hear because I've listened to, you know, information about domestic violence for a long time. Haven't heard a woman admit that. So that, to me, is very, very significant because it's showing the culture in America is that women have been brought up ever since the age of 3. Honey, a man's not supposed to touch you. But if he does, knock the shit out of him. And then a man, we all know what the men have been taught. You're not supposed to touch a woman. If she hits you, you're not supposed to hit back.
Right, right.
Okay? Now, this is why I wanted to hear the intelligentsia come in, give their opinion, and then I wanted to counter it. But I'll shut up for now. I've already said my opening piece.
Well, see, that's it, Joe. You know, and that's what I was looking for. I'm like, okay, let's get some conversation going here on both sides of the aisle about this thing. You know, let's talk about it. But as you can see, only one, you know, want to come on the air is me and you, basically. Not to say everybody's afraid, because I know some of y'all out there working, you can't call it, but you're biting at the bit. But I tell you what, send me some emails, ericletstalk@gmail.com, and I'll read them out. I'll read them for you, all right? That makes it easier for you. That's right.
Oh, well, do you have text? Maybe people can text you. Or
text?
If you've got Facebook, they can maybe make some comments on your Facebook page or on texting you.
Well, that's why I said email me. Eric Clinton.
Oh, okay.
I don't want nobody texting me. Okay. For those that may have my private numbers, then yeah, you can text me and I'll read it for you too. But everybody else, email me, ericletstalk@gmail.com, all right? And I'll read them out. I got everything right here in front of me. So if you want to put it on Facebook, Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at facebook.com, no problem. I got that. I can see that right in front of me also. So however you want to do it, you know, but let us hear from you, because this shouldn't be a one-sided conversation. No way, no how. No way, no how just ever be a one-sided conversation. Some people would love for it to be, but I want to hear both sides of the table. You know, I really do. So, ladies, if you're out there, call us. Let me hear from you. 347-838-6622, ericletstalk@gmail.com. Or hit us up in the chat room. You know, it's all good.
Yeah, I want to hear it, too. I want to hear the women are going to come on and say, "Well, yeah, I know it's wrong, but the man is stronger, and he should never hit back the woman." I want to hear this crap. That's why I want to stay quiet. I wanted people to come in, and then I was going to pounce on their fat asses. This is bullshit.
Well, Joe, you know, sometimes, you know, regardless of what happens, you're always going to have idiots out there that's going to do what they're going to do, you know, and you know, it's a shame, and because it's shameful that a lot of people will not call in, because there's other people out there that take stuff and run with it and, you know, use it for later when it shouldn't be that way. So I kind of understand the kind of the reluctance of them wanting to call in and talk about this kind of stuff. But this is a conversation we do need to have, though, regardless. I think those individuals that do that are very cowardice. They're cowards. They're punks. I can't say the word because I don't allow it to be said on my show. But you know who you are, and, you know, it needs to stop. Hold on, Joe. We got somebody with their hand up, so let me bring them
good.
In. All right, let's see. Area code 847. Welcome to the show. Who do I have here?
Hey, this is Chef Rob, man. How you doing?
Oh, what's going on, Rob?
What's up? Hey, Joe, how you doing?
Hey, Rob, what's up?
Hey, Joe, you punching out women, Joe?
Any chance I get.
No, Joe, that's the last thing Joe is doing.
Well, I'm not doing it as a career, but, I mean, I'm not usually in a situation where a woman thinks that they can get away with it. I've never had an opportunity except when I was a teenager and once. And this is another thing, and that's a dovetail from what that woman said inside that second clip. I was slapped by a girl when I was a teenager. Didn't do anything. But I don't give off that kind of vibe where a woman feels that she can hit me or do anything that she can get away with. So, but if she did, I will break your nose.
Oh, my goodness. Come on, Joe. That's serious, man.
Yeah, that's serious. You don't hit me. Man, woman, dog.
What? The dog?
Dog better not bite. Dead dog.
What?
Dog got teeth. Dog can defend himself.
Oh, a woman can't?
Can't what?
Not like a dog can.
Oh, Lord.
So, Jeff, you believe in this then? You believe that all this is just hype, that women, they're really mainly the victims, and if they do hit a man, there has to be a good reason for them to hit a man.
You know what, man? I honestly think it depends on the circumstances. If you out of line, then she should slap the crap out of you.
But are you trying to be? Are you trying to take Beasley's place and just trying to create controversy for the sake of controversy?
No, man. I'm telling you how I feel. I don't get into that. Go ahead, create controversy stuff. But you know, a lot of us been put in them situations. Hey, I was put in that situation one time. I was at a bar and a lady sat next to me, and expected me to buy her drinks. That's what she said. Hi, buy me a drink. I wasn't in the mood for it. I said no.
Uh-huh.
So what she did was she took my drink and she poured it in my lap, and then she slapped me. So I did. I ordered another drink, and she walked away. Somebody was bought her some, and I slapped her drink and her ass to the floor.
Oh, wow. Why would you do that, Rob? Really?
Yeah, Chef.
Well, hey, I don't get down like that, but I really wasn't in the mood for it. I had a lot of issues, and she just had to be at the wrong place at the wrong time. Plus, she put her hands on me. A lot of times, the woman I haven't really gotten into a lot of situations like that, but that particular time, I wasn't for it. A few times, a woman had took a swing at me. Yeah. I let them go. But that particular day, I don't know you, woman. You don't go ahead and come up to me and tell me to buy you something. I wasn't there for that. And I was trying to explain to her. She didn't want to hear that. So she took my drink and poured it in my lap. Then she slapped me. So
okay.
I'm like, okay. Okay, so let me return the favor, damn it. And when I saw her going here, turning that glass up to her face, man, I knocked all that. I got it good. You don't do that.
And what happened afterwards?
I walked on out there, and I walked out of the bar. The bouncer was telling me, hey, look, I'm glad you done that, because she'd been getting on our nerves. So, hey, it worked out all right.
In that instance, right?
I don't even think it worked out all right. Number one, she believed that she could slap a stranger, which meant you had to restrain yourself. Then it cost you money to buy the drink, and then when you threw it in her face, you could have risked going to jail if you didn't walk out.
I didn't throw it in her face. When I seen her go in here and turn it up, I got a good old whack her head. Wow. But I'm not that type of person. I usually go ahead, and after that, I kind of felt bad, and I said, no, I wasn't raised that way. So let's not do that again. Don't let, you know, with something else bugging you, go ahead and take control of you so you don't go ahead and get control of the situation.
And that makes you the perfect victim.
Perfect victim?
Perfect victim. Because if a female knows, and there's millions out there, according to the clip, if millions know that there are men who are going to take this shit, they are going to give you this shit.
Yeah. I think to a certain extent you're right. You're absolutely right. You know, as I was watching Cops the other day, one day, and this lady, she was all up in this guy's face, and... you know, threatening to eventually he had enough to where he backed up off of him. Oh, man, did you get that on camera? Oh, I'm going to, stay right here, the police coming. Police, I'm like, really, lady, you done, and this man has told you, get away from me, get away, leave me alone, until you all up in his face, and he decided enough was enough. Isn't that like what the lady said, emotionally provoked?
Yeah, I wanted to touch
on. Isn't that like being emotionally provoked?
That's what I wanted to touch on. See, women can be emotionally provoked, but men can't. Also, I don't know if any of you saw the reality show about the house, the mob wives of LA mob wives, whatever they call the reality show. Did you ever see the episode where two of the girls are going out? They go to a bar. Guy comes up to one of the girls, starts messing around with her. She's being responsive. Now the other girl. Now both of these girls are married to mob, not bosses. But lower level, not capos, but members of a crew. So, as a matter of fact, what am I talking about? One of them was Sammy the Bull's daughter. So she was related to Capo Di Capo, not the Di Capo, the Capo, the Capo, but the related to the second in command to Gotti. Guy is sitting on her. She's enjoying it. Now, the other one is a friend of hers. For some reason, she gets irritated at this guy. So the guy says something nasty to her because he's drunk. What does she do? She calls up her ex-husband, who's on probation. The idiot goes over to the club on camera and threatens the guy. Now, how stupid are you to do that? But yet, that's the kind of conditioning men get. You got to protect your wives. You got to protect your daughters. You should protect your daughters, but not if they're wrong. You should protect everybody. But if you're on probation and you're not even married to the bitch anymore,
Joe,
you allow yourself to be in that situation? You're a damn fool.
It's emotions. Right. It's emotions. We get caught up in these emotions a lot of times. And today's it's more of a thing of, hey, look, I'm tough. I'm not going to take this. You know, we don't take this anymore. And instead of trying to figure out a compromise and let's talk it out, that's the bigger problem. Nobody really knows how to communicate with each other. They talk at each other, but not to each other. And nobody wants to listen.
Well, that's true. And that's why you should have boundaries just in case. Because my personal philosophy is, you violate my boundaries three times, you're gone. Okay?
Mm.
That way I don't have to be, I don't have to contend with a scrap. You're just gone.
You're just gone, huh?
You're just gone. Bye. You're not going to fuck with me. You're not going to mess with me. You're going to try to get me to be in a position of domestic violence where you can call the cops on me in my own house? You must be joking.
My woman, I'm not going to go ahead and definitely, we got a better understanding. Anybody that I date, it's like, I don't hit you, you don't hit me. The first time I see that you attempting, I'm out of here. I don't play that game.
See, and you know what, Rob, I'm glad you said that. Because, you know, if more couples did that, you know, there would be escaping the hardest they'd be escaping the harder prison there is to escape, and that's what's in their brain. You know, look, let's kind of set our boundaries now. You don't touch me, I don't touch you. You know, if we get into a argument or whatever, you know, let's stop for a moment. You know, go to our neutral corners, and once we come down, come back and talk about this thing. But you know, it's like with reality shows and you know the celebrities and all of them getting in trouble and getting out of trouble. You know, it's like it's the coolest thing to do. Let's cause a big scene and you know let's make it this and that. And it's shameful. It really is.
I will be your ass wherever you at. Cool all that. For real. No words, no nothing. I just get up and go. Just get up and go.
That's the way it should be. And if all women realize that men are going to do that, because millions of men are very understanding, because we've been taught, you are the princess, you're the porcelain one, you can't be touched, you can't be hurt, anything that happens between us is usually my fault. And if you think I'm exaggerating, I'm not. That's the way we've been taught, either consciously or subliminally. So when we get into sort of disagreement, argument with a woman, and she starts pointing fingers, and women, they try to be verbal gymnasts. They try to make everything turn around and point at
all
you.
All right, Bob, fix the pots, man.
Huh?
No, I was telling Rob him and them pots.
Oh.
Sorry, man.
So when the women do this, men are absorbing this guilt. They're reminding themselves of the kind of indoctrination that we've had. So then they use that. The women use that against us, okay? But if men just said, hey, whoa, you are a full-grown female. You are responsible for your actions. When you make choices that are detrimental not only to me but to yourself and this relationship, you have to be held accountable. Now, you either woman up or get the fuck out.
But, Joe, you know, we indoctrinated into that mentality because we were taught to respect women and that you're supposed to be stronger and supposed to go ahead and handle the situation a little bit better. But a lot of guys don't handle that situation better. A lot of guys want to go ahead and force their will on somebody else. And it just don't work.
You're right. And that's a scumbag guy. That is a guy that we're not talking about. We're not talking about a guy who's a predator. We're talking
right.
about men who are victims of women who are predators, because this is the one side of domestic abuse issue that people don't want to talk about, especially women. Women love to be the victim. That's their currency outside of their face. You see, if I'm a victim, if I'm a woman and I'm a victim, I get everybody to say, oh, you poor little baby. But if a man is a victim, what happens? Sucker, what's wrong with you? Why didn't you do this? Why didn't you do that?
You can't succumb to peer pressure, man.
Well, see, that's basically what it is, don't you think?
Yeah. But you can't go ahead and get that down like that. You have to go ahead and take control of the situation and be a leader. You know, it don't always have to go ahead and be where at the end of your hand where the only way I get control of the situation is like, gotta go ahead and beat it out of you. No, that ain't gonna work. You know, they'll fear you for a minute, and after a while they're gonna go ahead and escape or go ahead and do something to your butt. That's what you gotta worry about.
But see, why should anyone live with that type of fear? You know why?
Exactly.
Oh, that's a good point. Okay, here's the thing. Now, if you're living with a man and you're truly afraid of this man, afraid enough of him to not leave him because you're thinking he might come after you, I sympathize with that woman. But if you're not living with a man, and I've said this, I don't know how many times. Let's say you're dating. Or, well, you're not going out of dating, but you're really in a relationship, and you still got your own place, and you're living on the other side of town, and you continue to go visit somebody who's going to continue to beat the crap out of you. You are no longer a victim in my book. You're a partner. You want to get smacked around. You like it. And I'm saying it, and if you don't like it, be arches. Call in with your fat asses and see what happens.
But Joe, there's another side to that, Joe. You know, it's like okay. it's what some
what
people
it,
are raised. It's like what some people are raised in their house like that. Like, you know, some men, some punks are raised to, hey, look, that's how to go ahead and get that woman to love you, is to smack her, because maybe that's what he's saying in his house. And then some women go ahead and don't go ahead and say too much about being slapped, because that's what she was taught in her house. So you got to go ahead and look at that, too.
If you're living together, and again, as I've already stated, if you're fearful, it's one thing. But if you're living on the other side of town, you don't have to go visit him, do you?
No.
Well,
but
if you do, and if you're doing it because of your own choice, you're going to blame the guy, especially if he's telling you, look, get away from me, stay away from me. Now, if she continues to do this, I don't have any sympathy with her.
But hold on a minute. You know, that kind of goes back to the question I asked before. I think a lot of y'all got here, and I'm glad we brought this up. You know, with this thing of domestic violence, okay, is it something that is just implanted in your DNA over time, or is it something that's just passed on from generation to generation? And not only the one that's doing the beating or you know the abuse part of it, but the one that continues to accept it as a part of their lives. You know, they feel like if that's not going on, then there's nothing. You know, something's wrong with the relationship. So is this something that's a part of the DNA, or is this just something that is taught that those that are involved in these type of relationships just are accustomed to?
I don't think it's in a person's DNA. I just think it's something that's been introduced to you. It's a behavior, and it's a behavior that's being taught. It's nothing that's genetically implanted in anybody. I don't think so.
I do. I think it is DNA in conjunction with the environment, because prior to sociologists having an industry, what happened? When men and women emerged from the primordial ooze, what did they do? They started fighting. Fighting is part of the DNA. It is not being peaceful. It is not being especially altruistic. It's fighting. Men had the club. They clubbed the woman. The woman found something in the jungle, clubbed the man. That's the way it is. The way that it's being redirected is through our environment. Okay?
Right.
So that behavior has to be controlled. It's a behavior thing.
Absolutely. You should take the bull by the horns and say, you know what, I'm not doing this to people and I'm not taking this from people. You got to man up, woman up, and say, I'm not going to be caught in this trap. I am not going to go to jail for some bitch, right? And I'm not going to let myself get psychologically abused by staying in a relationship with a woman that I think very often is so cool, so pretty, so sexy, so giving. But when she's bad, it's like the song goes, Mae West, when I'm good, I'm really, really good, but when I'm bad, I'm even better, right?
Okay.
And I think there's a fairy tale that goes, I'm bad, but when I get even worse, something like that. But in any case, you got to take a look at the relationship and say, you know what? I got these bruises, either they're emotional bruises or the physical bruises, and are they really worth how sweet I think she is? When you sit down and evaluate it, I think most people don't want to leave because they don't want to leave a present relationship, and they don't want to go out looking. Well, that's the price, guys, that you got to do, okay? You found a woman that you thought was your dream chick. She turns out to be your nightmare. You don't want to go out there again because you might find another nightmare. You don't want to leave her because she's giving you either good sex or in some way she's just making you feel good, but you're getting emotionally abused. Leave the relationship.
Okay. That's interesting. I got to say, what was the question? The question was this, you know, whether you're the abuser or the abusee, is it in your DNA to constantly either accept or continue to abuse your partner or receive the abuse from your partner? So that was the question. I got to ask that in the chat room. All right. Hey, ladies, where y'all at? Now, we want to hear from y'all as well.
They're not going to call.
Once again, it's all males on the line, and I understand that, but we want to hear from you ladies as well. Y'all know. I mean, you know, this is supposed to be a two-way conversation here. We want to know what you're thinking as well. So give me a call, 347-838-8622, because we really want to know what you think about this situation.
Yeah, if you can talk intelligently about it without getting a mammary glands all upset.
You know, and I know some of y'all going to bring into the other dynamic of, I'm not even going to talk about that. Hold on for a minute. Let's see who do we have here on this other line. Okay, Eric 111, welcome to the show. Who do I have here? Hello, going once. Hello, going twice. Try muting yourself. Are you there? All right. I guess they no longer there. All right. I guess you can't say I tried and didn't let them in. But, ladies, we want to hear from you. You know, if you call in on the switchboard, press the number one. I'll see your hand up, and I'll let you in. And then we can have this conversation. Because right now you have three men on the line, and we're telling you what our perspectives are. So I like to know what a woman's perspective is. So call me. You know, this shouldn't be.
And I'll make this agreement.
Just this should not be just a male conversation or just a female conversation. This should be a group conversation.
And like I was about to say, I'll make this agreement with you. I don't even want to call you ladies, but with the chicks. First off, you've got Chef Rob, who's half and half. He likes to see your perspective. Eric is kind of neutral. I'm mainly pro-men. I will shut my mouth. Let any chick who wants to talk speak her mind.
Well, stop calling them chicks, Joe. Stop calling them chicks.
Chicks are fine. They're, you know, I don't mind being called a dude. What's wrong with chicks?
Dude and chick have different connotations.
Oh, they can chick my freaking butt. But I'll keep my mouth shut. And you... that's Eric Show. Okay, you females. Is that good? Female. And they don't even want that. They want to be called ladies. You're not getting called ladies by me, okay? Female.
They're ladies. Even the ones with the worst attitude are still ladies.
No, they're not. The ones with the worst attitudes are I can't say that on Eric's show, but you know what I'm saying. Thinking.
That's right. You can't say it on my show, and I'm glad you can, because I'm glad you reminded me. Let me go ahead and do my little commercial, and then we'll come back and see if we got any ladies up line, all right?
All right.
All right, y'all. Talk to y'all in a few. And Rob, do something with them plates, please. All right.
Oh,
man, I tell you. Interesting conversation. But, ladies, we do want to hear from you on this subject. So don't forget, 347-838-8622. See y'all in about a minute and a half.
Let's Talk is happy to be sponsored by Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment and information. They have over 150,000 titles to choose from, and you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you're hearing us on right now. And if you sign up at our URL, which is audibletrial.com/letstalk, you get one free audiobook and a one-month trial of the service.
All right, welcome back to the show. And yes, today's show is brought to you by Audible.com. AudibleTrial.com, that is. Yeah, /letstalk. And man, I'm telling you, they have over 150,000 titles to choose from, and you can listen to them on any device you want to. You know why? Because they're Audible. I mean, you don't have to carry around a book or nothing like that. And, man, I'm telling you, they got all kind of titles for you that you wouldn't believe. You know, they have stuff like self-development. Interesting. Mysteries, thrillers, romance, history. You know, they even have some fiction books and stuff, you know, gift for kids or what have you. I mean, whatever you want, they got. So hey, give them a trial, man, and help support the show. And that's audibletrial.com/letstalk. All right, let me bring Joe and Chef back in. I guess we still don't have any ladies on the line, but it's okay. We're going to continue our conversation because I guess, you know, the ladies are happy with what they're hearing. But then again, I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to. There's a lot of them at work, so they really cannot get in, you know, call in at this time. So.
Never stopped them before. That never stopped them before.
They're just
cowards.
Oh, that's what it is? Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, yeah, okay. No, I'm not going to say they're cowards, but see, and here's the thing that bothers me really about the law and domestic violence. You can take Ray J. Chris Brown. Now, how many times has Chris Brown been in trouble for assault and things of that nature? And what he does, he goes and tells a judge, I'm sorry. And he gets off with probation again. You know? Ray J. You know, he's allowed to enter a program and reach a plea deal, and he's okay. You know, but if the average Joe go out there and just bumps a woman the wrong way, he's in prison. And, I mean, he, you know, what is really going on with this thing? It's crazy. And that's why I say, you know, when you come talking about the law, you can't, as a man, you really can't depend on the law. Because as they said as the lady said in the clip, even lawmakers have, you know, come to the point to realize that the law isn't for the men, it's for the women. And I think that is where a lot of the problems actually begin at. The lawmakers themselves, and you know, then you get down to the state and cities, you know, and they have their own little different ideas and stuff about what should be, you know, what constitutes domestic violence, and it's just even worse on that end of it. And that's just my opinion, of course. What do y'all think about that?
Well, I think that the Department of Justice's definitions are too broad. That means everything and anything that you do to anybody. Pretty soon, you won't be able to say anything to somebody in the workplace because they'll be considered an intimate, and it'll be considered some sort of domestic violence in some way. Now, I happen to agree with the state law. You're not an intimate unless you have sexual relations.
Okay? So you do agree with that?
I agree with that.
Why?
You're not an intimate unless you have sexual relations.
Why?
Because that's what makes you intimate, is a sexual relation.
Really?
Well, what else does?
You know, okay. All right. Maybe that's what it is. Okay. But there's only, what, two states?
Well, there's two states. That's fine.
No, just two states. Yeah, Maine and Oregon.
If you have the Domestic of Justice having their particular definition imposed on you, that means anything you do or say that's, that makes anybody feel uncomfortable. Now, remember now, as you were talking, the legal system is mainly set for the skewed towards women's favor.
Mm-hmm.
So what's going to happen is that emotional abuse, emotional response is going to be mainly looked at from the woman's point of view, but a man cannot be emotionally provoked. That is unfair. The legislatures don't care about what's going on with, you know, with men and women. They only think about what's happening with the women. And I think it's meant to divide us. It's to keep a house divided. Because if they were really fair, then the legislature, the language would be gender neutral. And what happened in the clip when the reporter asked the senator, why not put in gender, what was it, gender bias or gender neutral? And what,
yeah,
are the, and what did she say? She said, what's that mean?
She said,
she
yeah.
Right there.
Yeah. She made that clear. Wow. You know, and it's crazy. I got a question in the chat room, and it says, why is Western culture so violent? You know.
That's how America started out. I mean, that America started out on violence, and then they try to go and push it some other way. But let me say this real quick. Yeah, I think a lot of the politicians need some, you know, these are a bunch of hypocrites. These guys need to be drug tested and put through the ringer, and really a lot of the background needs to be exposed, because a lot of them are the perpetrator of a lot of these crimes.
Thank you.
And because they're not legislators, they stuff get pushed under the rug. A friend of mine who was working with the Republican Party on Capitol Hill, he came back, and I didn't know, I'd never been there. So he was telling me, hey, look, they got bars and stuff underneath the Capitol. So a lot of these guys go ahead and get drunk and come on back up there and pass their votes. But when they go home, they go ahead and they do some horrible stuff themselves. So these guys are a bunch of hypocrites, man. They really need to be put through the ring.
I agree with you 100% on that one. I do. All right. I do agree with you. And I was about to say that a lot of them that's making the laws are some of the main ones that's violating the law as well.
Yeah. So, yeah. Because at this point, they think they're above the law.
Yeah. Amen on that one. All right. Let's see. But, you know, but eventually, something that needs to be done. You know, as far as why, you know, Western society is so violent, you know, is what we've been taught. Let's be honest, it's what we've been conditioned to do. You know, even from the beginning of time, there was violence. You know, and as you know, we so-called progress or evolve, you know, it just gets worse for the most part. That's just
all societies are violent. That's the way it is. It's been like that ever since, as you're talking about, since the beginning.
Okay, well, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
So, America has been a violent place for a long time, and I think, especially in current day, a lot of the greed helps go ahead and fuel the violence interest. People will do almost anything to go ahead and to make a buck, and they'll even go ahead and kill. So, you know, I think a lot of that greed plays a big part in America's violence and in Western society's violence.
Who does that in other societies, too? Besides that, it's not money is the root of all evil. It's the love of money which is the root of all evil.
Oh, that's greed.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I guess you could take it and put it in the same bucket. But once again, that's interesting. Let's see, we say something that God said, more stereotyping. Well, I mean, how else should we look at this thing? You know, because regardless, we still got people getting beat up by the head. whether it's we stereotyping or creating something new, which we really don't have any new ideas of our own anyway. And as I said before, beginning back in the day, it was all right, to for a man to beat a woman. Just think about the scene I was saying about on, what's that movie? Five Heartbeats. When Eddie Kane, drug dealer, asked him, Eddie, you ain't got your woman in check? And that's what it was considered, keeping your woman in check. Now the things kind of been changed, and there's some women who feel like they must keep their men in check now. And a lot of it may not be physical. Some of it's financial, because a lot of women are making more money than they men now. So a lot of them hold that over their head as well. That's just my theory, of course.
Now, I want to say this. It was never all right for a man to hit a woman. I remember my parents and other female members of my family. You upset them, they called the cops. So it was never, I don't have any shrinking violets in my family. So it was never all right to hit a woman. Yeah, you got to keep your woman in check. If she gets out of line, that doesn't mean that you have to hit her. It does mean that you better remind her, hey,
Okay, so what happens, Joe, when she say, who are you talking to? Have you forgot that I make more money than you? Then what, Joe? What's she going to tell you?
You don't even have to say I have more money. Just say, look, I'm the man. You're the woman. I don't care how much money you make. You don't talk to me that way. You don't act that way. You don't have these particular ideas. Plain, simple, period.
But it doesn't matter about
how much money you make. You're a man.
But look how you're talking to her.
How am I talking to her?
So now she's looking like, okay, now you're being disrespectful to me. Because trust me, when you say that, you're not going to say that in a calm voice
at all.
So see? Yeah, okay. All right. Go ahead. I'm listening.
You get in my face. You have an attitude. If you're violating my boundaries, now I'm supposed to treat you as though you're a porcelain princess. If you can't stand a raised voice telling you stop it, then what happens? If I don't, then she's going to continue. If she can't handle it, get the F out. But you violated my boundaries first. We boundaries that we agreed upon, and now I'm supposed to treat you as though you're the victim? You're not making this man a victim. Get out of here.
Okay. Well, go ahead, Rob. I know you got something to say.
My thing is this. It doesn't always have to be a physical thing. It's that verbal abuse, too. And verbal abuse leaves deeper scars than that physical thing. So, it's the way that you handle it. You got to go ahead and say, okay, well, you got to be the calm head in this whole situation and try to go ahead and get control of it. And let's figure out a way to talk. If ain't no talking, pack your stuff and hit the road.
That's a very interesting point you bring up, Raw, because in a lot of cases, you are absolutely right. It's the tone of voice. It's the body language, that can either quell it, quell it or stop it completely in its tracks, or it can amp it up even more to where, it becomes more of a situation than it should have been. Let's be honest. In today's society, with the television programming and the videos and stuff, what that song called, Turn Up or whatever, that's what they talk about now. Turn it up.
Wow.
And that's what they're trying to, that's what they feel is the right thing to do. Let's turn it up. Let's cause some drama. Let's make some things happen here. You understand?
Yeah, you can get some domestic violence charges put on you for going ahead and even just yelling.
The whole thing. That's how it's gotten out of control. And people are absorbing this. People are identifying with this. People are believing that this is right. It is not right. It used to be called an argument. You can argue without having to go to jail. This is all controlled by the government. This has nothing to do with domestic violence because it's natural to argue, to see what happens as a result of the argument, to see if you can understand each other, come to some sort of an agreement. It's an argument. Now, you shouldn't have multiple arguments going on for you. I don't tolerate that.
But Joe, but here's the thing with America, okay? The problem with America is that it's not to go ahead and settle these disputes, to go ahead and find some kind of resolution. These guys in court, they're less than a happy damn about that. And because their actions go ahead and show that they don't care. If you go through with just one little, if you got one little, because I had a problem with my ex-wife, okay? And all I did was yell. That's what I know. And I called the police, and the police came and arrested me.
Well, there you go.
So, as I'm going through this, all this nonsense, go ahead and get my appeal to get this whole thing thrown out. The whole time, you coming out your pocket. So they know you're going to go ahead. You don't want to go to jail. I don't want to lose my job, my business, and go ahead. And I didn't want to go ahead and have that affect none of that. So
right.
I'm just going through it and trying to let my attorney handle this stuff. But the whole time, you got to pay out. And that's the whole thing, is to see how much you can pay. Look at the fees associated with all this stuff. Court costs, this, that. You got to.
Exactly.
And I had to go ahead, and I was sitting in a good thing I didn't have to stay because my attorney got me up out of that. I went to go ahead, and they set me up with some domestic violence classes. But before that, you got to get evaluated. The evaluation was $170. And no matter what – And then I'm going to go ahead and say you don't need to go ahead and go to counseling. No, they're going to go ahead and say that because that person go ahead and evaluate it, they get part of that money.
That's right. Then
you got to go ahead and set you up for so many sessions. Okay, so they set me up for a bunch of sessions, right, just because I yield.
Mm-hmm.
And each session, every time I came through the door, I had to have $205 for each session, and I'm going to tell you, it has originally set me up for 28 sessions.
Oh.
Now, think about this. Now, my attorney got me out of that, all of that stuff, because I was explaining them from the beginning, hey, look, it went such and such way, and eventually they got me, I got in front of the judge, and he goes, okay, you know, he dismissed the whole thing. He's throwing it all out. But I had went to five sessions already, and the whole time they're telling you that you violent for this reason. You violent for that reason, and they have no clue about you or the situation. It's like they never even read the docket case. They just say that you are all messed up, so you need these counselors. That's why you're here. And you can't say nothing against them because you go to the judge, you be in front of the judge, and the judge will tell you, well, you got this many. If you got two sessions to go to, well, we think you need to go ahead and get a little bit more, so we're going to go ahead and double that. So you got first you had two, now you got four sessions. So each time it's money. And the whole thing is about money. It ain't about solving the problems, none of that stuff. Because if government really cared about it, you go ahead and look at a bunch of other things they put into society to frustrate you to go ahead and even get to that point. So I got to go ahead and go to work. I got to fight through stuff when I get home. And then when I get home, I got to deal with you going through some nonsense. Well, at that time, she had took a lot of money out of my account, and then I didn't want me to question about it. So it's the whole thing's about money, man. Let's get to the root of the problem. It's about cash and being greedy in America.
Mm-hmm. And I'm glad that you brought up the example because it happens to thousands, if not, probably, who knows, maybe close to a million men every damn year. Same nonsense. The woman knows that if she can't get you in court, she'll get you by having money become extracted from your wallet by going through the process where they're going to make sure they're going to let you know that you are the perpetrator, you're the evil one, you're the man.
Yep.
So, of course, the best thing to do is just, well, I'm not going to give advice. I'm going to handle things my way, and I'll let everybody else handle things their way.
Wow. Wow. You know, it's amazing at, you know, listen to what Rob is saying, you know, about what happened I don't see him. Anyway, it's interesting. It's interesting that I'm sorry, y'all, I got sidetracked. You know, dealing with what Rob went through, you know, said he went through, and to think about it, you know, and it's amazing about it. No, we don't really have anyone calling us because it is not.
Yeah, whatever happened to Miss Lady? Did she fall off a broomstick or what? She hasn't. Well, where is she?
I don't know. I don't know.
She would really like to jump in this on this topic.
Well, all right, y'all. We got 18 minutes left in the show. If you want to continue to listen to the show after we go into overtime, you need to be on the phone lines 347-838-8622, and you got 18 minutes to get here. You know, because we will be going a little in overtime. All right, I'm just putting it out there for you so you know. You may not get a further warning. you know what, Joe?
Mm-hmm.
I would like to hear what she has to say. I would like to hear what any woman has to say right about now. I mean, really, we already know where we stand at as men. We know this. So, ladies, you know, we want to know where you stand and how you feel. You know, this is, you know, the laws are mainly set up to protect you. You know, and we're talking about the men, but what do you think about that? You know, should the laws be changed? Should it be more gender neutral, or should it just stay the same and comes as it goes until enough men get burned up or have to go and stay in more shelters? You know, that's amazing in itself, don't you think? Out of all this whole country, just one shelter that would take battered men. That is crazy.
Because men are not valued when it comes to relationships. We're just the protectors and providers, which means that we pretty much are the family. But when it comes legally to how men are viewed, we're not important. That's why there's only one. But yet you get a bunch of women together and they start crying about, oh, my boyfriend abuses me. You got about I don't know how many shelters. Right.
You know what? Here's the funny thing. I'm looking at this Fun Times at Gitmo says domestic violence turns into talk about men being the victims. Well, you know what?
Who said that?
Huh?
Who said that?
I don't know. Somebody's name for Fun Times at Gitmo. Well, you know what? Then, if that's what you feel about it, come change our thought of process.
Yeah, call on in.
Thought process then. Now, since that's the way you feel, and since you feel it's so easy for you to put it out there in our chat room, 347-838-8622, get on the line. Or are you cowardly enough just to stay in the chat room and put that out there? You know, because we do need to talk about men being the victims. Because God dang it, Women's Show got the corner market, the market cornered right now on that.
Oh, yeah.
You know. Now, I mean, I'm just going to put it out there. I'm not going to be soft. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It's the truth. So we do need to. No one can change a you caveman. Okay, you know what? I got a special thing for you. I really do. You know, and I'm about to show it to you here real quick since everybody wants to play with me today.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. See you later. Have fun. Enjoy you on the show. All right. Anyway. Now.
I hope that was that with another new name.
I don't know who it was, but I really don't care. you know, don't call me. I'm trying to do something serious, and I told y'all don't call me with this nonsense today. I'm not even having it. I didn't ignore the most enough of you. But hold on, let me see. 708 in the house. 708, welcome to the show. What's going on?
Hey, this is Rick Chris. Everybody, how y'all doing? Mr. Talking, everybody. What's going on? Love the show.
We're doing wonderful, Chris. Huh?
You know what? I'm in a relationship, and I believe. I ain't just talking out of anger because I might have gotten into an argument or something like that with my lady, but I'm just looking at it and observing on an overall scale. I'm observing and analyzing the way women talk to men. Okay, I think Joe's saying, you know, we're supposed to be the protectors and the providers of the household and everything. No, that's what we want to do. That's in our mind. Men have that in their mind since they were little. They've probably seen it from their parents, or men protecting women. I'm here for you if you're married, and I'll be the backbone. No, women don't see us that way a lot of the time. Women see us as an alternative or an alternate to get by. Because if this wasn't the case, women wouldn't downgrade when it comes to when they're in an argument with a man or talk about their manhood and sexuality so damn much. Women do not see a man in the relationship, being in the relationship the same way a man does. Okay? I'm just going by what I see on conversations I just have with women in general to things I see within the commercials or TV shows and everyday conversations with women. If women really loved the man that they were with, they would openly say that instead of openly having something ignorant to say and laugh about it and say, ha, 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 I was just kidding. You know, he's a good man. He's a good man. Instead, it's something derogatory about his manhood or sexuality. You know, we need to, as men, open up our ears instead of looking at her ass and listen to what a woman really says to us. And see, is she really here for me, or am I just an alternative so she can go on to the next level?
Well, I get thinking about the ass a lot, so I'm sorry.
Of course,
listen
of
to
course.
What she says about you openly in public. When you're around your friends and your family or whatever, hear what her conversation is about you. And listen to what she says when about her friends. And if she's talking about, girl, I can't stand him, I think I'm ready to go, trust me, her friends will be the agent to help her.
You know what? You know, let me add to that real quick. Sometimes it ain't to be the friend to aid the helper. A lot of times it's the friends going ahead and putting that idea, planting that seed in her head. Girl, you don't need to be with
that.
That's
what I'm saying. The friend will help her complete her dream and, yeah, lead that man. You know,
yeah, that's why.
Leave
that's why
him.
I got divorced.
That's right.
That's why I got divorced. Your friends want to go ahead and tell you how to do things, and go ahead and bring a man around. They brought a to my house, and this was the one that they were trying in front of me. And and her friend told her, "Hey, look, you know, this is my friend. You know, we just, you know." I'm like, "What the hell? Something don't seem right." And I was like, "Okay, you go ahead and hang out with that fool." Kind of find out that fool starts peeling her head and swelling her head up. So I was like, "Okay, now you're butt in the hospital because your face all swollen up and your lip beat up. Now you want to call me. I ain't got no time for that. I don't go backwards. I go forward."
So if a woman is not openly saying, "He's the leader, he is my man, he is my husband, he's head of household," she's playing games. She's playing games. And she don't look at you as a man. Women 75% of women don't even look as men as being a man the way we think we are a man. They look at us as being the alternative until something else comes up better, or I'm just settling. I don't care if you're making $650,000 to $80,000 a year. They just feel like they're settling, and you got to keep constantly, over and over again, proving the point that, hey, babe, I'm here for you. But never there's not a lot of effort in her part in showing that she's there for you, because that's the way society was built that way, for a man to always bring the roses, the candy, you know, the red carpet and everything like that. What the hell is she doing? Painting her feet? That's how she shows you how much she appreciates you.
Well, Chris, let me ask you this question then. With all that being said, do you think that some way actually – helps lead to abuse or you know, abuse, any type of abuse of all? You know, a woman realize that's what's going on, you know, is that when they have a tendency to become a little bit more abusive than they normally would? When they're not happy?
Breaking up. But I understand what you were saying about, what I'm talking about,
is that one of the reasons for why women do that?
Is that abuse?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they leave.
No, a woman doesn't, a person doesn't have to verbally say, hey, you're stupid or you're ugly. They can just show how they feel. A woman don't have to really, because a woman knows, okay, me, myself, I'm like 6'4", 280 pounds. The average woman is not going to beat me in a fight. So what she has is her emotional side of isolating me or men to show how much they really, that's their weapon. You know, silence and to emotionally isolate a person and just take theyself out the equation, that's their way of abusing a man. They don't have to pick up a broomstick or, you know, verbally use bad language to hurt a person. They just like sit right next to you and don't even have to say nothing.
Yeah, let me dovetail from that. Is that what a woman does is, again, she's those who aren't going to abuse a man physically. What they will do is play games. They find out what it is that particularly bothers you, and they'll do it. They find out what it is that you particularly like, and they won't give it to you. So they'll either be passive-aggressive, or they'll be playing games in order to try to let you know, hey, you know what? I'm acting as the princess. I'm going to let you know how I feel this way. You didn't do what I wanted you to do in the way that I wanted you to do it, so I'm going to act this way. And there's nothing you can do about it, because if you try, it's domestic abuse.
That's why I say I feel like Jay-Z he's in an abusive relationship. By example of looking at that videotape, I saw him with, based on what I saw, Beyonce did very little to try and stand in, and she probably at the end of the day was out taking it with her sister. Like, it's all good. Instead of checking that check, like, look, this my man. And if a woman is not doing that, look, friends, get up off my man. Look, hey, family, I like him, and that's all that matters. If she is not openly saying that and showing and by demonstrating and saying that, she ain't loyal.
Oh, you know what, though? Let me play. I'm not even going to play the devil's advocate, because this is what I've read. If Jay-Z cheated on Beyonce, I'm not going to blame her sister for doing what she did, because she's not going to hurt him. And Beyonce, I'm not going to blame for not stopping it, because if you cheat on your mate, you deserve whatever comes to you.
Oh, interesting.
Okay. All their relationship ain't real anyway.
Now, if he didn't cheat, now, I also read that, and here, you know, talk about reporters, you know, that he said something against Beyonce, I think that's what I read. And as a result, the sister didn't like his attitude towards her sister, who he's married to. Now, I don't really grant her the same type of license for hitting him as I would if he cheated on Beyonce. But then again, for Beyonce not to step in between those two, I think that a real family problem was going on. Otherwise, I think Beyonce would have stepped in and said, sis, hey, this is my husband. Whatever issues are coming up here, we'll handle it ourselves in-house.
Well, you know, and maybe that lends some credence to what Chris was saying. You know, that came from a previous conversation, huh?
If you saw my husband with your own eyes sleeping with another woman, and you saw him doing something freaky in the back of a car seat, that ain't none of your business to sit up there. That's just how I feel. That is a married couple. You let me know. You ain't got no business jumping all up in my man's face, you know, as if you upset. What that showed is, say if Jay-Z was cheating, she's upset probably because it wasn't her. That's the way I see it. You come to me and say, listen, sis, I called Jay-Z and I recorded it, sleeping with another woman, kissing in the elevator or whatever, okay, and walk away. That ain't nothing. When a married couple is cheating like that, everybody else just step aside. That is none of your business. That is nobody's business but that couple how to deal with it.
Interesting. That's very interesting. That really is. Okay, so what you're saying is, and I'm glad you brought that up. So what you're saying, even though you know, say, some abuse / cheating is going on, and you know it's happening to your family member, it's basically better to say, let them handle it than you get involved and help them do anything about it.
Well, let me answer that.
Because they are a married, because they are a married couple. So, I mean, if you...
Because
they
are a couple, that's correct. You know, you go to the person and you tell the person that you related to, okay, I got pictures, I hired an investigator or whatever, he ain't or she ain't no good. All right, why you still with this dude or why you still with this woman? All right, but to go in and play, you know, to go in and be the person to handle that, you know, that's a vulnerable situation. Anything can happen, you know. People get hurt trying to save relationships, jumping in the middle of it. I was like maybe 15 years old on my block. A man and a woman was outside fighting. So one of the neighbors came through and tried to break it up. The couple wound up beating him up.
Well, yeah, that's
why I'm no longer a good Samaritan.
I remember that used to happen to law enforcement a whole lot also. But here's my question.
Yeah.
I got stabbed by that or something like that.
Here's the question then. What if the roles were reversed and Jay-Z went after Solange? Then what?
How could the roles be reversed unless Beyonce's cheating on him?
Just like an instance now, we don't really know what would happen. We know what was going on. And maybe, you know, Solange did see him doing something, and he said, look, I need to handle this now, and let me handle this in front of her so she know what happens when she step out too far. And he goes at Solange. Now, instead of we having this very hush-up thing, it's very, very public now because he's a male, she's a woman, and he tried to peel her up. You know what I mean? So now what? Does the bodyguard stand by and let that happen? Because it's Jay-Z now? And it's Solange? Instead of Solange coming at Jay-Z? Because we already know Solange wasn't going to hurt Jay-Z. Really?
You can't say that.
We can't say that.
Right in the nuts.
Okay, we can't say that. All right. okay.
That's how a lot of women get off. They like to kick you in the nuts or they grab a baseball bat. So, all right.
That's kind of rough. Hey, Renee. Hey, Renee. Come on and call in. We're looking for some women to call in. Ebony, I see you too. Come on and call in. We want some women opinion on this topic. You know, y'all been sitting back there in the cut. We want to know what you got to be thinking about also. Look like we're already there. Hold on.
Only got 2 minutes, you.
Whatever. They're on the line. All right. Okay. 816, welcome to the show. How you doing?
Hey, Mr. Talk, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful, Renee. And yourself?
Oh, pretty good. pretty good. I didn't hear that. Most of the show, I didn't hear the show, but I saw the topic last minute. I was like, oh, Mr. Torres, because I want to make the show today. But, I'm pretty sure you probably talked about the NFL domestic violence situation. Did you guys talk about that?
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
No, I mean it's kind of all encompassed into what we're talking about right now. I mentioned it real briefly, but go right ahead.
Okay, I don't know. Like with the whole domestic violence thing, I think that women can be just as brutal as men. I think that women we use our mouth as a weapon, so to speak, more than anything. However. You know, that doesn't excuse ever, you know, hands being put on someone. I think that, for instance, with the NFL situation, or just in general, but with that specifically, the thing about it is they're getting tougher, they're getting stricter, but as they say, like, what was it in Spider-Man? With great power comes great, what is it?
Responsibility.
Yeah, responsibility. And because you are, and also depending on what your position is in life, like what your career is in life, a lot of times you are held to a certain standard.
and you have to be conscious of that at all times. I think that as women, we need to understand the power that words have, because that little thing, sticks and stones and all that, that's really not true, because words do have power. And as they say, you can speak life or death. So, as like I said, as women, we may not be able to, and some women will go toe-to-toe with a man. You know, it's just that type of atmosphere that is a lot of tension and things going on. And there are women who will fight a man, who will jump on a man, who will try to do things to instigate the man to hit her, because then she knows if she can get him to that level, maybe she can do whatever she needs to do from there. I mean, it's a lot of really twisted people. And I can't always, for women who are in domestic violence relationships, I do understand, you know, I do understand that on a certain level, that whole thing, I love you, blah, blah, blah. Like, that's understandable. But when your life is being put in danger and you continue to deal with the situation, like, how much sympathy, empathy should somebody have for you? How long should that exist before it's like, okay, you're just being dumb. You're just making a choice or whatever it is to stay in that situation. And most of the time with men, I'm going to just keep it honest. A lot of men, you know, they do things and then after the fact is, oh, I love you and this, that, and this. You know, they give you every promise in the world. They go above and beyond anything you could imagine they do in order to try to get back in your good graces. And because as women, we've always been told, you know, that whole romantic notion and all that kind of stuff, and that when men do that, a lot of times the woman is looking at, okay, well, I'm getting this reaction from him I wanted. I'm getting this attention. I'm getting this. I'm getting that. You know, and so she's willing to put herself right back in the same situation. So we need to be smarter, and men need to be smarter too. Men need to understand that women will set traps for you. You need to understand women will set a trap for you, especially if this is stressful, like you guys have been having a real stressful time and whatever's going on. Sometimes as women, we will apply and say, okay, I know, well, he's this, that, and the other. Okay, well, I'm going to, you know, go off, or I'm going to do this, or I'm going to do that. So, men, y'all need to leave. Don't argue back, because I'm going to keep on. You're not really going to argue you're not going to win an argument with a woman. You're just not. We have to know our strengths and weaknesses. And for men are not really good with that tit for tat. It really shouldn't be. That's to me more of a female trait, but you're not going to probably win an argument with a woman. So you need to learn when, okay, pump my brakes, let me go ahead and leave. See, that's how I was raised up on that idea. My mom always told me from very young, especially from a teenage girl, if a man is upset with you, let him leave. Don't ever try to stop him. Don't ever try to stand in his way. You know, don't ever try to keep arguing with him. Let him leave, because you may get something else you didn't bargain for.
Wow.
That's good. That's why I said I'm hitting the dope.
I mean, what else can you say? I mean, whoo, my goodness. Now, Renee, where were you at earlier in the show? You know? Oh, okay. Now, see, y'all can't say just men talking about men are the victims. See, like someone was. That's right.
I'm not saying
women
are not victims, but we all have Let me say this quickly, there are some crazy men, and there are some stalkers, there are some men that will, you say you're going to leave them or whatever, and you really are trying to leave them. You really are. And they will come after you. They will abuse you. They will hit you. They will do whatever. So if there's some crazy-ass men out here, let's be real. There's some crazy men. And men also will try to instigate fights sometimes to get out the house. Sometimes men will instigate fights to give them an excuse to go get with this woman or that one they've been wanting to get with. So, it goes both ways.
Yeah, I agree with that, because I knew a couple of people who used that as a reason to do exactly what you say, going, hang out with who they really wanted to be with. Let me welcome mm-hmm. Ebony to the show. Ebony,
hi,
how
guys.
You doing?
Hello, Ebony.
I'm all right. How you doing? Interesting topic.
Thank you. It's
quite interesting.
Oh, that's right. You're a relationship guru. Come on.
Hey, listen, I don't have a big opinion on this topic. All I can say is things happen, and only the people behind the doors know often what goes on, right? And we can always say there's a lot of reasons why people do things. At the end of the day, it's about respect, and if people, if you respect each other and you have your boundaries and you understand what those boundaries are, then I don't think there really needs to be a big issue when you're grown people in understanding how to, to live with someone. Essentially, that's all it's about. And so just like, when you lived with your parents when you were a child, you knew what you could do and what you couldn't do and how not to cross certain lines. Well, it's the same thing when you're with a partner. How to, navigate around the relationship. And sometimes it means you you think before you say stuff, but you respect each other at the end of the day. And sometimes it's a loss of respect, sometimes it's communication, but also that whole thing of not understanding or respecting someone's boundaries. And there will always be boundaries. If you establish those at the beginning, then you hardly will ever get to a position where someone totally loses it and it gets to that real gutter level or ghetto level, I like to call it. So communicate. That's all you've got to do. It's communication. And you can always walk away. Nothing wrong with walking away. And sometimes we're afraid to walk away because we don't want to lose face. And sometimes if you cannot be heard and the other mm-hmm. person cannot hear you and you cannot hear them, the best thing to do is to walk away.
Well, you know what, Ebony, that sounds good in theory, but if the only thing you know is to get up in someone's face and talk, loud or what have you, then just walking away is not going to get it because that's not what you know.
Well, and if you meet someone who only knows that, why are you in a relationship with them?
Well, a lot of individuals, they're not aware. Like Renee said, a lot of men and women are the sweetest and the sexiest and the most romantic things until they get you where they want you at. And then by then, a lot of individuals feel it's too late because you've sunk so much into that relationship. You're like, Yeah, and then it becomes more of an excuse or what have you than, mm-hmm. Than realizing that you can get out. But at what cost? You start looking at what cost is it that you're going to have to make to get out. And a lot of people are afraid of starting over with that stigma, they were abused. And also, you said something else, behind closed doors. And that is what I'm trying to say is, that is something we need to get away from behind closed doors, because what's going on behind closed doors is causing a lot of death that doesn't need to happen, causing a lot of children to be parentless, people,
what?
A lot of stuff. So we really have to look at things like that. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I see you, fine queen.
I was going to say, someone who has been a victim in the past, let me just say, closed doors are closed doors, because when you go into a house with someone, It is you and that person. So the doors are always closed to the world, and the world only sees what you want them to see. But exactly. People have to be aware, be more aware, women and men, of, you know, the boundaries of relationships. And also, you know, to make sensible decisions and choices. When you have a honeymoon period with everybody, right? There is a honeymoon
right.
period. And, right. you know, even the person who abused me, I knew was an abuser. I knew that he was an abuser. You know it. You're aware of it. It's whether you want to acknowledge that the person is who they are, and you want to make a decision to not be with that person. You always have choices. There is never this thing that you have to be with anybody. It's a choice that you make, and it's a choice I made. So I own up to that choice, and as a grown person, I acknowledge the mistake I made. But I know I knew what was before it got to that point, because there'll be times when you fall out with people, how they respond to falling out, right? Disagreement.
Mm-hmm.
Not, you know, if you disagree on something, you will see things. That person will show you behaviors that will tell you whether they're an abuser or
True.
Not. Right? And a lot of the times we ignore the signs. Mm-hmm. So someone getting up in your face about something that you said that they didn't like, come on. What's the potential? And whilst you're in the loving relationship, they may get up in your face and say, oh, but baby, I didn't mean that. Note it and keep it moving, because it will come back to haunt you, and it often does. And when you've got the pretty dress and done everything you wanted, then that nightmare will come back to you. Trust me. So it is about, you know, when you see something, take someone at their word first time. Don't try to change something you don't have the ability to change. Maybe that person needs to go get counseling, go see a pastor, go do something. But they need to not be with you while you know they're not in a fit state for a relationship.
Right.
Because a relationship is about compromise, understanding, respect, love. That does not fit into a domestic violence scenario. It does not, right? There is nobody who's going to pick their hand up and hit you who loves you. That's bullshit, all right?
And
all right.
They may tell you all sorts of stuff about how they're feeling, but it's not love, trust me. So you need to be away from that. That person needs to go get some help,
mm-hmm.
and you need to keep yourself safe. So that's what I say to women. And the other thing I say is that, you know, when you've been in an abusive situation, you know the power of something like the telephone. People say, telephone has no power, but the power is in your mind, okay? So in your mind, when someone's ringing you and harassing you for a phone, right, you will pick that phone up to an abuser, because in your mind, they've already overpowered you mentally. And so the thing is to understand your levels of power and to not allow anybody to overpower your thoughts. And that's where they get the power, when they can tell you shit about, oh, I'm sorry, it wasn't what I meant, and this was just me on a bad day, and you brought this on, you made this happen. Shit. Bullshit. Take responsibility for your actions. Don't let me go there. Uh-huh. You did it. You did it, and you knew what you were doing, and you'll do it again if you allow that person to do it. They will do it again and again and again.
That's and that hurts for women too,
this,
right?
This hurts me more than it's going to hurt you.
Yeah, I want to answer that.
Okay, hold on for a minute, gentlemen. Hold on for a minute. I have one more lady that I need to get in, then everybody can, you know, have a conversation. Divine Queen, welcome to the show. What's going on?
Good evening. Hi, Ebony. Hi, Renee.
Hi, Renee.
I've been listening.
Hi,
Divine
Queen.
I'm good. I only wanted to chime in and back up. Basically, I was wanted to just back up what Renee was saying. Actually, I felt what she was saying, and that's exactly how I feel on the topic. You know, we hear a lot about women and domestic violence and what goes on, and, you know, there's a lot of support groups and agencies and all kind of mentoring and counselling. But men don't have that. And another thing I have a problem with is when men do go through domestic violence, they kind of make it seem like, oh, it was nothing, or they laugh about it like it's a joke. So then nobody takes it seriously, like it's a serious thing that happened to men. I think it needs to be brought to the attention of the public that it is a serious thing. There is, this does happen to men, and sometimes severely, and it does need to be, you know, addressed accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it's gonna take though. That's where the question comes in. What would it take?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Awareness,
yeah.
And some laws being changed. That's where I feel.
But the highest level of abuse happens between gay men.
In
London, there's a higher level of abuse happens from gay men to, man to man. But I think with heterosexuals, yes, there is a level out there, but because of pride, because of all sorts of stuff around ego, men will not admit when they're being abused. But, of course, it does happen, because women are becoming more and more aggressive in our societies. They are. I was talking today to a TV producer, actually. He was talking to me about trying to put a show together where men will choose women, okay? How many game shows have you seen where men choose women? It's always the women choosing the man, right? So it's putting the power in the hands of women and making men feel that they're powerless. They're not the choosers anymore. We choose. We have the power. And I think there's something about how we allow men to be real men. And, you know, there almost needs to be, as something I was saying to her today, almost needs to be a campaign to bring manhood back to men, okay? And I think when we get that back in place, somehow, there becomes more of a balance, and men do not then have to hitch to get their power to be heard, because that's what they feel they have to do now. They have to become like women to be heard.
And, that's a good point.
And it's a difficult thing. What do you do?
When you said the thing, I just wanted to quickly, about the highest level of domestic violence is the 28 men. But we have to understand, look at the dynamics. See, for that situation, it'll be looked at for them as mutual combat. Because you have, and think about it too in this sense. If you have two women and I'm mad at you, you're mad at me, well, you're a woman, I'm a woman, and we can fight. We can fight it out. I'm mad at you, you're mad at me, I'm a man, you're a man, we can fight it out. And it's going to be seen more so, like I said, as a mutual combat situation, because there is a certain reverence that a man has and should have for hitting a woman. The thing about it is, so many women now are so aggressive. A lot of women, they're going to get in your face, they're going to try to fight you, they're going to hit you. They're going to do things. That's why I said, men, y'all have to get your mind right, because these women today, and this is coming from women, okay,
they are
very aggressive. Very aggressive.
Women. They become mad women.
They're not that dainty, oh my gosh, oh. No. A lot of them will stand toe to toe with you, okay? Y'all got to be smarter than that. And then
they're
the last thing I was going to say,
up.
Too,
they're
when you talk about,
out.
You said the woman has the choice, when you talk about like the NFL or something, the men do have the choice too. And you have to understand, she may be pretty, she may be cute, she may have a big butt or whatever it is, okay? But if you guys get into it, and Ebony, you was on point with, if you guys get into it over something small, see, that's the thing. When you start dealing with somebody, you're going to have differences. So let it be something small and see how they react. If she reacts in a way that's just over the top, the same thing for women, though, for women if a man does, but if she reacts over the top, hell no, what about it? She's that you already know. Because if you can't handle this small thing, you can handle something bigger.
No.
That's that thing.
And a woman who's up in your face is a man. Trust me.
That's not good.
Is she in your face? Is she in your face? And she started taking peeling off layers of clothing, earrings, and stuff. Oh, dude, you in for one? Then.
I wanted to make a few points real quick myself. Okay, a lot of things I heard about aggressive women. It's a lot of aggressive women out here today. Well, I don't put myself in situations to deal with aggressive women. If I hear an aggressive conversation with a woman and we're trying to get to know each other, right then and there, we're done.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not
going to
debate in an aggressive any kind of way with a woman. And we call ourselves dating, we're done. Because an aggressive conversation leads to an aggressive argument. An aggressive argument leads to, from experience, I know this. You know, aggressive argument leads to, well, I can probably aggressively fight him. And I ain't doing none of those categories. You know,
yeah.
So from the beginning, I'm not dealing with aggressive women. And as far as an argument, a woman says you can win. A man cannot win an argument with a woman. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. When you're in the argument, it depends on, it can be a healthy argument. If we are talking about standards and something that's worth talking about, not about my manhood or my sexuality, but, you know, something that was, I was looking at a woman the wrong way, those are idiotic arguments. If we're talking about a relationship argument with standards, you hold her and holding her to what she said she was going to do at the beginning of the relationship, that's how you win. She gets upset and walks away. Now, when it comes to all that foolishness and that dumb stuff about an argument, no, a man can't win. He wins by opening up the book as far as the conversation and saying, okay, remember you said you was going to do this and I said I was going to do this and we was going to hold our part in this relationship together? That's how you win. See, it ain't about always, you know, having an argument, because an argument is good to have if it's worth some substance. And, you know, as far as she was saying, men are crazy. Yeah, men out here are crazy. But you know what? A woman is just as crazy for being with that crazy man, because that woman knew he was crazy at the beginning.
Yeah.
Look at the sign of a man. Look, ladies, look at that. Look at that man when he was first with him. You didn't see any signs of him being crazy?
Yeah.
He was crazy in the beginning.
You saw the cray-cray. You saw the cray-cray.
You know, and...
Yep.
In the...
Even if you don't see any signs whatsoever, if during the relationship crazy signs come up from both men and women, that by itself is the sign. And it's
one more thing I want
to
mention.
Either time to resolve it or to get out.
Well,
one more thing I want to mention is that I was talking about, you know, if a woman that fellas that we are interested in and she is not openly defending you when you may be in a group of people, or she knows bad company don't like you, and she is not openly saying, hey, this is my guy, leave him alone, he is not on drugs, he's not abusive, he doesn't hurt me, and you all do not have any reasons why you don't like him, you just don't like him, stop giving her compliments. Hey, I think you're beautiful today. You know, leave all that alone, the roses, the buying her, you know, those dinners and taking her out to the movies and paying for everything. Why should we do that when she is not in your corner to begin with and she's standing up for you, telling the world, this is my man I'm interested in. We're in it. And stop buying all the roses, even telling her how nice she looks. Hey, baby, your hair looks sexy. If this is not a committed relationship, or if this is not a if you all are not engaged, you all are not married, you know, y'all ain't sat down and talked about no future, stop giving her compliments and telling her that she looks good on a daily basis.
That's right. You
leave
don't reward bad behavior.
Leave those compliments for a guy that, because she's hearing it somewhere else, trust me. If you think that you're the only one that is giving her compliments and she just want to date you, there's other guys that's telling her the same thing. And she'd rather have it that way.
Besides, just like what I said, you don't reward bad behavior. If you're in a relationship, then the girl is supposed to be on your side. if she's not on your side, and now I'm not saying a girl should always support a man when he's wrong. I don't believe in that. But if you're right, or if other girls don't particularly care for you, she's the one who's chosen to be with you, then she should be on your side. And if she's not, you don't treat her like she's special.
Yeah.
Don't treat her special.
Well, don't be with someone who isn't into you. And that's a whole other topic.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Don't even give her the status of, you know, this is my queen and we're gonna elevate a relationship and all that. Well, very far away. Okay, this is just someone who you like to spend time with. At the end of the day, that's what it is.
Yeah, but you know,
the key is you have to respect yourself first before ask anybody to respect you. If you don't have respect for yourself, there's nobody else that's going to respect you.
That's why I said that as far as, you know, giving a woman extra compliments and everything like that, you know, say that for someone that you find yourself worthy to be with. That's how I'm saying it. Yeah, you got to respect yourself first. And respecting yourself first is looking at the whole entire spectrum, I mean, the situation, and looking at it for what it really is. You know, this is not, if this woman is not really in your corner, this is not a long-term relationship. You're just an alternative or a situation that is, you know, part-time.
But
don't put all yourself into it. Men should not put themselves 100% into a relationship if she's not doing 100%. It ain't no 50-50. 50 is half of 100. She's
doing
half.
Well, both
of
you
are
on the same page.
Both have to put in for it to work. And I think you can draw the lines at, like, putting 50 or I'm putting 100. I think you just got to be in it. You've got to be in it if you're in it. And when you're in it, you know, you see what you see and you work with what you see and you negotiate as you go along, you know, according to how the person is working with you. So, you know, you draw your lines. What you do, you establish as you go along, bit by bit, exactly how this is for you. But you first got to be clear about who you are. Well, this is who I am, and this is the kind of relationship that I'm looking for. And then you say you set out the purpose that you want for the relationship with that person. And if that person buys in and they want to go with you, then you go on the journey. You don't sort of go on and make it up as you go along. You've got to start off with a very clear purpose about who you are and what it is you're looking for and what your expectations are within this unit. This is who I am. You're a grown person. You know who you are. Well, at least you should know who you are. And then if the bad behavior comes, you know when to make a move and vote with your feet. But, you know, be very clear first about who you are. I think sometimes we want people to guess who we are. I don't want to go on a guessing game about you, you know, what you like, what your lines are, what you won't tolerate. You need to, you know, articulate that, you know, say with your mouth what it is you want or what you don't. And when you don't like something, don't, you know, behave badly. Say what it is that you're unhappy about. Be very clear about it. And if that person cannot hear you, then you decide what you do about that. But I think sometimes what we try to do is to give signals about what we like and what we don't like, but we're not able to actually tell the person, right? Very clearly, straight up, the first time, not the second, third, fourth time, the first time, this is how it is. This is how I am. This is what I'm looking for. This is what I'll tolerate. This is how it's going to work for me. You know, and if you do something or you do this, maybe that won't work for me, and maybe this relationship might not, you know, stand the test of time, but I really want to work with you, but this is what I need for it to work. And then the two of you work together, and you've got to listen to that person as well, because they come from their perspective. What is it they're looking for? And then you know whether you've got a match or not. And very often we're trying to work with people, and we know we ain't got a match. There's no match there, but we're still trying to work with it. Why? Because the booty's good, or because, you know, you think you're going to get great sex, or because that person's good looking. Come on, drop all the bullshit. Just pick what you really want because you want it, and it works for you.
That's true. Okay, but you're talking about something like this at the beginning of a relationship. Because I just said the same thing.
Eric left the show for a second, so he's leaving me in charge. So here's the thing.
Huh?
I want to hear from Divine Design, because Divine Design was about to say something when Chris was talking about, he was agreeing with you, Divine Design, about self-respect. You hadn't finished that thought, I don't think. Oh, had you?
I'm not Divine Design, I'm Divine Queen.
I'm sorry,
Divine
Queen.
Divine Queen, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, but I had finished, yeah. I was basically saying the same thing
was saying.
Then
go ahead,
different way. Yeah.
Right, well, yeah, I was saying the same. I mean, me and Izzy are saying the exact same thing, but, you know, what we need to do, what she was saying, and I agree, is before you even put yourself in a situation of, you know, having a vision for a person to be with long-term or whatever, set standards. And if they can't really, like, if they can't really apply to if that woman can't apply to what I'm saying, or she has a problem with something, that's okay. But at least, you know, there's no surprises and no pop-ups of things.
Yeah.
Once a relationship starts rolling a good 2 years from 2 years later, you know, we all know and how we are and with each other's personalities before we even, you know, start talking about houses, children, and, you know, buying each other nice gifts and going out and stuff like that. We need to set standards right here, right now, right here in the beginning.
Yeah, I think we say a lot of things, but kind of like what Ebony was saying. I mean, we say a lot of things, but a lot of things are going to be relative to how the other person looks, sometimes the money they make. People are willing to put up with more from different people for different reasons, and we know this. I think, too, we have to consider the fact that there is, like they have crimes of passion. There is, you know, sometimes you could be the most whatever person, and you talk about everything, and if you get in a relationship, you're caring for someone, they care for you. If something goes down, it can be a big blow-up. You know, sometimes you don't see things coming, and you could have been just as diligent about it as possible. So I think that goes to men knowing how to deal with their own emotions. And I think it goes to women knowing how to not instigate and knowing when to be aware of certain, you know, key factors that it may be an abusive situation. So, but we overlook what we want to overlook as people. Y'all keep, be honest. You will overlook some things because of whatever it is. This person is, man, they look good, you know,
uh-huh.
Or the other, they do this like this, you know.
Uh-huh.
You know, they got this money and, oh, man, that'll, you know, we could do this together, or we could go here. You know what I mean? So we overlook and we make amendments for things we want to. And there's a lot of times these are the very same people. This stuff blows up in their face, and then they run around.
Mm-hmm.
They want everybody to feel sympathetic for them. But no,
yeah.
He was so fine. He's 6'4" with this, that, and the other, and you was allowed with it. Now he doesn't drug you up and down the street. Or she had this big butt, and she had this, that, and the other.
That's right.
And now she got up in your face, and she slapped you and everything else, you
mm-hmm.
know? And so we have to understand our
to the
own
real
choice.
World.
Or she may be sleeping with your best friend, and you didn't know, and you suddenly find out because you think she's hot, but so does your other friend think she's hot.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe with her because everybody else thinks she's hot. You're not even so sure yourself, but you're doing it for other people. It's all superficial shit, and it doesn't work
yep.
at the end of the day. And what you'll do, Renee, you'll keep learning your lesson again and again, and that's
mm-hmm.
what the universe will teach you. Every time you will keep failing, and you'll be like, oh, why is it I can't find anybody? Why is it I can never find a good
right.
woman, or I can't find a good man? The good man and the good woman was presented to you long ago. You ignored it for the idiot or the one that you thought looked good. Well,
right.
my mom always says the things that look good and taste good are often the things that will kill you. That's the truth.
Hello?
That's true.
Okay.
And the outfit, everything
that
looks good ain't
exactly.
Yeah, it looks good and it tastes good. It normally is the thing that will kill you first. Okay.
Okay. Y'all with you back? All right.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. I just wanted to hear from Chef Rob because Chef Rob hasn't said anything in a long time.
I'm missing it, man.
If he's like me, he can join the conversation from the ladies.
Well, yeah,
I'm just
it's enjoyable to hear their points of view, but
to learn something. You know, I can better myself by listening to the women.
Okay. Now Eric's back, so.
Yeah, you know what though, and it feels it's refreshing to hear women, you know, actually, not afraid to tell us what they're thinking. I'm loving this, man. I am.
Yeah,
you
but
know,
I mean, put a caveat in there. I want to.
You know,
what I like most is. Not afraid to tell
hey, Chris.
What they thinking about themselves, not
right.
about me. But the woman can't raise me.
Okay,
the
Chris.
Best thing she can do is, you know, confess her faults and what she's doing in life and in relationships. Because for a woman to tell me, you know, be a man, you can do this better, you can do that better. She's having some insecurities about herself. It ain't got nothing. The way
Here's
she feels about me, it
I,
has nothing to do with the way a woman feels about me and the way a woman feels about how negative and what things men are doing in society. She needs to look inside herself and be like, whoa, what am I doing?
Oh,
am
my.
I part of this situation?
All right.
That's
what,
all I'm saying. A woman can't
these,
raise me.
This what
amazing
these
thing,
three,
women
y'all.
Can't raise men. You can't do it.
Chris.
Okay.
But
here's the thing. I want to say something if you and nobody hear mine.
Go ahead, Joe.
Here's the thing. What we've heard today from these three women are pretty much what we've been saying throughout the show. I wonder if the show was about a little bit more neutral and not towards the abuse of men, would these three women still have the same point of view? Because I've heard, I haven't heard Divine Queens. I've heard Ebony, and I've heard Renee before, and it didn't sound like they were on the side of men during those conversations.
I mean, personally, I've never been
well.
Said anything against men. But,
really?
It depends on the conversation, I guess, but yeah.
I love men.
It is what
and
it
I
is.
Think, and I'd love to see men. This is how I'd like to see it. This is how I'd like to see it. I'd like to see the men out there, heterosexual men, right, who are in their manhood, proud of who they are, chest high, you
and
know, with a high self-esteem and respect for themselves, going out there and being the man that they want to be at their height. Okay, and women respecting them for that role and for them carrying out that role and not apologizing, not having to justify it to anybody who they are, just being who they are. That's what I teach my son, to be who he is and to step in his manhood and be proud of who he is. And, you
That's
know,
right.
and there's never a question then in a woman's mind about who you are and whether I have what line with you, because when they come across you and they feel that aura, they feel who you are, there is just respect. That's how it is. Okay? You can't buy that. You just have to be that. Okay? That's all you have to be.
According to the definition of manhood, according to what?
Well, there's no definition. You know, it's one of those things, okay? You've got soft men, you've got hard men, you've got macho, you've got the wimpy, you have all kinds of men, okay? But one thing I could tell you that's for sure, you get a group of women together and you ask them what a man is, or if they know how a man should be or whatever, it's a feeling that you get from a man. It isn't about a man being, you know, any particular thing. It's a feeling you get. And the thing that women mainly want from men is to feel that level of security. You know what the security is? It's your surety about who you are. You know, that you're completely sure, completely, you know, comfortable and aware of who you are in yourself. That, you know, to me, that is what makes you who you are. And it's the same for a woman. When a woman is so insecure in herself, nobody can defeat her or tell her she's anything less than who she is. We're just looking for the mirror.
Real quick. With the, I'm sorry, with the man who was speaking earlier, and he was saying about, okay, not giving compliments and things such as that, and that a man can't win an argument with a woman and everything. I hear where he was coming from, but when we're talking about manhood, part of a man's power is not, okay, not in his ability to be cold, but in his ability to assess things differently from a woman's emotional reaction. Mm-hmm. In other words, a woman doesn't need you to argue with her. That's something that women, that is one way that a man can set himself apart from what a lot of emotional men. See, well, we have this interchange thing now. So we got these emotional men, because men are emotional, but overly emotional men, and then these overly aggressive women.
Oh, yeah.
So we got this huge overlap. Yeah. Everybody's trying to be in everyone else's lane. And I am a person who's just pretty much with natural balance. And we all know what manhood is. We all know what masculinity is. It is the times we are in that's calling out the stupidity that you have to define it now. And it cannot be defined. We know what these things are. They're innate. They're in us.
Exactly.
In us. There are certain things that make a man, that make a woman. There are things that are interchangeable that we have both of, but we express them differently. We just do. And it's the society, to me, that's putting the constraints or that's trying to, or not even constraints, really, that's just saying anybody be anything and this, that, and the other. And so now you have all these people who don't know who and what they are. So you got women jumping in men's face, salons, being in the elevator. You got women jumping in a man's face, smacking them upside his head, and blah, 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 blah. You have the men who will sit up there and argue with a woman for an hour, 2 hours, whatever.
And his voice is higher than the woman.
I could not imagine.
His voice is higher than
my father. I could not imagine my father, who is alpha male. I could never imagine him. I can never imagine him sitting there with a woman arguing back and forth to her for 10 minutes.
No.
20. He's going to give, okay, you know what? All right. And that's going to be what it is. And see, women look for that because we don't, we can do that with our girlfriends or whatever. We don't need that from a man to sit there and do that with us, just like a man does not need a woman trying to jump up and box with him. So to me, the roles have been just completely just eradicated. Okay. Everybody's all over the place. But
so what women need, Renee, who are like that, what they need is to come and take some hormone levels stuff to bring them down. You know, there's too much testosterone in those women.
Yeah.
And you know, next thing they'll be growing a beard and a mustache. There's too much stuff going on there. Okay.
Hold on. I hate to end this conversation now, but, you know, I got 15 minutes left before we going to get clawed automatically. Is it possible we can do this again tomorrow? Just a little earlier? What y'all think?
I'm there.
Yeah, bring it.
All right. So
we can talk about it.
Two.
Yeah, we need to do a part two. Maybe we can share it on my show tomorrow. See if we
can
do a simultaneous broadcast or something.
Renee's show on tonight.
It is. And
what's your show, Renee?
I'm talking about blue-eyed soul, so you might, I don't know.
Okay, so we'll do part two / part three tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, so, and we're going to knock this thing out, all right? So we know what we're talking about tomorrow. So hopefully y'all get here early enough so me and Joe but we'll set the table. Y'all just come on, okay?
Yeah.
But like I said, we got 15 minutes left, but before I get out of here, I got to let y'all get your last words in. You know, I was wondering, was I going to be able to do that, but I see I can. And we're going to start with Divine Queen. You're first up, darling. What's your last words so we get out of here?
I don't really have none because we're continuing tomorrow, but very good conversation. It's something that we should have more regularly when it comes to men. I think this is something that should be brought out to the community for everyone to hear.
All right. And thank you, ma'am. Oh, that accent. Oh. All right. Speaking of accent, here we go. Abby, what you doing?
Okay, so I want to bring this conversation to Atlanta. I'm going to Atlanta in 2 weeks' time, and I actually was thinking about what conversation would I have with the people in Atlanta. Yeah, you might want to come down, Mr. Talk. I'm going to be taking a little vacation to Atlanta and hopefully meeting up with some of the people that I know from Blog Talk and other places. But that conversation may be the conversation that we'll have when I get there. But I just wanted to say that, you know, one of my things is a man never has to say, I am a man, this is what a man says, or this is what a man does. I should know that you're a man because everything in your being should emulate man. I should know that. I should feel that. I should hear that from you. You don't have to convince me with your words. And I think any woman who meets a real man will feel the same way. That's all I want to say.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Ebony. And, yeah, well, I'll be contacting you here in a little while, and we'll get things set up.
Yeah,
all right. Okay. Ms. Renee, go ahead, girl. Glad to hear your voice back on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you. You know, I don't have much to say. I think it was a good conversation for sure. Excuse me. I don't know that I have anything much more to add. I agree with Ebony. A man, you're just going to feel it. Same thing a man with a woman. It's just natural. It's there. And we need to listen more to that. And that's it. And it was wonderful being on. And I miss you. This is awesome. That's it.
All right. Missed you, too. Hopefully you'll be back tomorrow. All right. Let's see. Chef Rob and his pot. See, I told Chef his pot. Go ahead, man.
Hey, because I'm making crab cake and shrimp cakes and stuff. So, yeah, good show. I had a good time, you know, but I can't be here tomorrow. I got things to do, man. I'll just catch the archives.
Yeah, catch the archives. All right. All right, y'all. And last but not least, Mr. Joe. All right, Joe, you up.
All right, I believe and agree with what Divine was talking about. I think men need more support. Men don't really have the same kind of support system that women do, and women and men feel that they're probably pretty much alone when it comes to the domestic abuse, allegations against them, which are false, what happens to them during the court system process, and I think we need more support nationally so that men don't have to feel guilty about what they feel about, that they can combat the indoctrination that they've encountered throughout all of their lives. And I think it would be good. I think it would lead to a healthier society if both men and women really saw themselves for who they really are as opposed to what society says they're supposed to be. Men will have healthier relationships and more of them. So I'm looking forward to tomorrow, see if what it brings.
Okay. Well, thank you, sir, and I do appreciate you being here as well. All right. Oh, man, I'm telling you. What a very, very good show today, I must admit. All right, y'all, man. I want to thank everybody for being here. We don't have much time left. Amini the Rider, I know you got there late, but thank you for joining us. Guest 945. Of course, Renee Girl. And then Ron Reck, thank you for dropping in, Ron. It's always a pleasure when you drop by. Maybe you get in on the conversation a little bit tomorrow as well. All right, man. And Ebony, Divine, Renee, Joe, Chris, Chef. Did I leave anybody out? I don't think so. But if I did, it wasn't personally. But thank y'all for participating in the conversation today. And thank everybody for listening. You know, as I say, if you got any comments or anything, just send them to ericletstalk@gmail.com or my Facebook page, Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at... Wait a minute. Hold up. Okay, say it again slowly. email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com or my Facebook page, Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at facebook.com. There we go. Or you can actually leave me a message here on Blog Talk Radio as well. But anyway, it's been fun, man. I can't wait to part two of this tomorrow, because hopefully we get some more things settled and talked about. And, whoo, man, I'm telling you, I can't wait. All right? And one last thing for the trolls out there. Keep trying. You'll never win. All right. Till tomorrow, y'all, man. It's been fun. Love you. See you tomorrow. I'm out of here.
Bye-bye.